Weston Wilson, his second home run in as many innings, number 29 in the books. Rhys Hoskins has company.
Now, let's go live to the Cyan Sky broadcast booth with the voice of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Here's Sam Jones.
From Coca-Cola Park in Allentown, Pennsylvania, it is time for Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs baseball. Hi, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you here from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth as the Iron Pigs kick off their final series here in 2024, playing host to the Worcester Red Sox here at Coca-Cola Park. Pigs trying to snap a five-game losing streak, ends 2024 on a high note, which is something that their pitcher, starting to pitch tonight, Nick Abel, has certainly been in search of in the second half of the season. Nick came into the year as the second-best prospect pitching-wise in the Philly system, and while that statement's probably still true, Nick, 3-11 on the year with a 5.92 ERA, is trying to finish out here in the second half. Far better than he fared in the first half in his first full season at the AAA level. So Mick making the start for the Iron Pigs going up against the Woo Sox. Worcester, one of a couple of teams still alive here in the second half title chase. They are 4.5 games back of the Columbus Clippers. They have to win a lot, and they have to hope the Clippers lose a lot if they want to play their way into a three-game set against Omaha for the International League title next week. Starting lineup for the Woo Sox brought to you by PSECU. PSECU, where members achieve more. For Worcester, it's the Wonder Kid, Roman Anthony, leading it off. He's in center. Chase Mydra on the DH is in past second. Mickey Gasper over at first base hits third. Kyle Teals, the catcher, batting fourth. Vaughn Grissom, the second baseman, hits fifth. Jamie Westbrook's the third baseman, hitting sixth. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Bobby Dalbec. Tyler McDonough's in right field, hitting eighth. And Corey Rozier is the left fielder, batting ninth, with Jason Alexander, the reigning IL Pitcher of the Week, taking the bump for Worcester when we go to the bottom of the first. Defensively for the Pigs, behind Abel, it'll be David Dahl in left, Ryan McKenna in center, Carlos De La Cruz in right, Otto Kemp's third base, Scott Kingery at short, Jim Haley at second, Derek Hall at first, and Rafael Marchand does the catching for young Mick on the mound here.
Leading off for the Worcester Red Sox, number 19, center fielder Roman Anthony.
So Mick making his first start since he took the loss last time out against Renton Wilkes-Barre. Four innings, he allowed two runs, three hits, three walks, but struck out a season-high nine last Wednesday against Scranton Wilkes-Barre. 6'5", 190-pound righty, ready to get to work. Roman Anthony from the left side of the plate. Feet close together. Abel turns into his wind. The first pitch of the ball game is a fastball missing inside ball one. We're underway just a couple minutes late at 6:47. First pitch temperature, 75 degrees. Just an absolutely perfect fall evening, 1-0. Fastball down and away, two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count on Mick. Or 2-0 the count on Anthony, I should say, coming home from Mick. And pitched Anthony, fouled away, 2-1. Anthony made his AAA debut just last month, was actually against Lehigh Valley. 2-1 to Anthony, up and away, 3-1. Anthony playing in his 30th game with the Woo Sox, 3 homers, 15 RBIs, Abel's 3-1, and that's not an ideal start. Fastball up and away, ball 4. 5-pitch walk from Mick. That's kind of been the story of his season, has been when he doesn't walk guys, he throws well. When he walks guys well, things devolve pretty quick. He's walked a season high coming into today, 75, 106 in the third innings. Last year in 113 in the third, he walked 65, so 10 fewer in about 7 more innings. He'll end up just about the same innings mark, but obviously a higher walk rate. First pitch, Chase Mydroth up and in, ball 1. And Mydroth's a guy who knows how to take a walk, league leader in on-base percentage, won the game back on Sunday for the Woo Sox with a walk-off walk. Their final home game, pretty fitting for him. Anthony at first, a short lead. Abel trying to find the zone, the 1-0, and he goes with the curveball at the knees, 1-1. Mick has struck out 116. He'll come just shy of his career high, which is 132 last year. Crossfire sets. The 1-1, and my draw, the high chopper down the third baseline. Charging at Kemp, picks it on the short hop, throws to first, and it's just late. Infield single, Chase Meidroth. So a five-pitch walk to Anthony. Meidroth legs out the base hit. Really good job by Kemp charging in on that. Had to glove it just about ankle high. Got rid of it quick, but Meidroth could sense a base hit out of the box. Legs it out. First and second, nobody out. Brings up Mickey Gasper. Gasper was terrorizing the IL for the better part of a month and a half when he finally made his major league debut for the Red Sox. Pitch. Breaking ball down the middle, 0-1. Got called up by Boston, made his major league debut, did not collect a hit, going 0-for-12. But in 44 games with Worcester, he was hitting .388 with an OPS above 1,100. Open stance from the left side, first and second, nobody out. Abel from the chest, the pitch, and Gasper swings and misses. Another curveball, and it feels like if Mick's going to get out of this inning, it's going to be with that curveball. That's what he threw for a strike to my draw. First two pitches here to Gasper, both breaking balls, both sharp. 0-2 on Gasper, Anthony at second, Meidroth at first. Top of the first, just three hitters in, 0-2. Went with the fastball up and out of the zone. 1-2. Mick, 6'5", 190-pound righty, turned 23 almost a month ago exactly, August 18th. Runners lead away. Abel takes a peek back to second. Now fires home, and Gasper a line drive. That's into right center, a base hit. Over to cut it off, David Cruz. Anthony around third. He'll score without a play. Motoring over to third is Meidroth, and it's a base hit for Mickey Gasper, driving in a run. Blue Sox lead it 1-0 here in the top of the first, just three hitters in. Surprised Abel went back to a changeup there. He hung it over the middle of the plate. Gasper was right on it. Lines it into right center. That's his 33rd RBI of the season. First and third, still nobody out. Kyle Teal, impressive catcher out of UVA. Stands in, another left-handed hitter, and Abel misses low. The fastball, ball one. Last time out for Mick, it wasn't so much about his inability to put guys away like he couldn't do there with Gasper. He struck out nine. That was a season high. It was that those at-bats lingered on very, very long. 1-0 to Teal. Up high, ball two, and Marchand kind of sensing that Abel not in a good place right now. It's going to call time, go out to the mound. Mick struck out nine in four innings, but his pitch count was at 95 by the end of the fourth. Gave up an early homer to Caleb Durbin. Very quick meeting between Marchand and Abel. 2-0 on Teal. Relatively slow start to his AAA tenure, hitting .233, two homers, 15 RBIs, but he's been playing much better of late. 2-0 on Teal. Infield back, conceding the run, and the 2-0, a breaking ball lifted in the air, deep left, backing up on it, Dahl, to the track in front of the wall, reaches up, can't grab it. It bangs off the fence and caroms back into left. One run scores, flying around third, here comes Gasper. He'll score without a play as McKenna races all the way from center to pick up that ball in left, and standing at second with a two-run double, Kyle Teal, and it's 3-0 Woo Sox in the first. Mentioned a couple of hitters ago after Gasper singled on a 1-2 changeup that I thought maybe Abel should go more to the breaking ball. Well, he went to it there, and Teal sitting right on it just flips it off the wall and left. A lot of backspin, sends it off the fence. And second, three runs in, Vaughn Grissom now hits. Grissom 269 in the year, six homers, 34 RBIs. Right on right matchup, and Grissom a three-hopper out to second, weekly hit. Haley has it, throws to first. First out of the inning, finally recorded. And the Woo Sox just ambushing Mick Abel here. Teal moves over to third, so not a wholly unproductive out for Grissom. Infield comes in with Jamie Westbrook coming up. Westbrook hitting .284, 12 homers, 69 RBIs. Abel first base side of the rubber down the hill, and sliders down and in. Ball one. One and 0 on Westbrook, 3-0 Woo Sox, top of the first. The pitch, and Westbrook, a half-hearted hack and a pitch down the dirt. Chased a slider, 1-1. This is a real gut punch for Nick Abel. Like we had mentioned in the second half, he's been throwing better. Everything's not perfect, but certainly been a step in the right direction. 1-1, fastball on the outside corner, 1-2. His first half, he was 1-7 with a 7.08 ERA. And Jamie Westbrook's actually going to challenge this pitch against the home plate umpire, Austin Jones. And upon review, Westbrook burns the challenge. Almost looked like he was shell-shocked at the plate, stumbling out of the box, Westbrook. 1-2. The second half, Mick, even with a couple of blow-up starts, is 2-4 with a 4.70 ERA, nearly as many innings. 1-2 on Westbrook, one out, a man at third. Three runs in for the Woo Sox, the pitch, and Westbrook just gets a piece of it. Bending out, down, and away, spoils a good slider. Abel's good second half really started with a stretch of starts between Scranton and Worcester. It was 11 innings, just one run allowed. 1-2, and Westbrook fouls another one off. Gets the fastball up and out of the zone, fouls it back. Against Worcester on August 14th, this was at Polar Park. He allowed just one unearned run, 5 innings, 3 hits, 4 walks, 7 strikeouts. Worcester tagging for 3 runs here in the first. Feels more like the start Mick had way early in the season against Worcester in May. 1-2, and Westbrook spoils a third straight pitch. 95 in on the hands, fouled off. That start back on May 1st, Mick allowed 4 runs in 4 innings with all 4 runs coming in the 4th. He's already allowed 3 here in the 1st. Now throw his 23rd pitch of the inning. Man at 3rd, 1 out, infield in the pitch. And the breaking ball backs up, missing inside. 2-2. Abel was the first round pick of the Phillies in 2020 out of high school. He's had a pretty standard progression, just about 1 year at each level. First full year here at AAA this year. 2-2. And Westbrook fouls it off, not once, but twice. Fouls it into the plate. Then gets it on its backswing as he knocks it towards the backstop. Still 2-2 on Westbrook. About to be the 9th pitch of the at-bat, and this was more of the at-bats Nick faced last week against Scranton, where he just couldn't finish them off. Eventually got the strikeouts, but lingered on way too long, elevating his pitch count. 2-2, and Westbrook finally goes down on strikes. 95 up and out of the zone, and Nick can see the light at the end of the tunnel now. Runner at third, 2 outs. Brings up Bobby Dalbec, 7th. They had to hit here in the inning. Still got Kyle Teal over at third, but the infield can back up. Dalbec playing his 92nd game for the Woo Sox this season. 20 homers, 67 RBIs, hitting 251. Abel kicks and delivers, and he balked. Started down the hill, caught his spike, and Kyle Teal's going to be awarded home as Mick got Collins way down the mound, couldn't release the pitch, and it's 4-0 Woo Sox on the balk. And that has to be unbelievably frustrating for Mick Abel. After wearing down Jamie Westbrook on a 9-pitch battle, finally striking him out just to give away a run on the verge of getting out of this. Base is clear, 2 outs. First pitch to Dalbec. Breaking ball misses up and in. Ball one. And I don't even know if it was Abel caught a spike or just hit his landing spot wrong. 1-0 pitch. And Dalbec lifts it in the air, deep down the right field line. De La Cruz racing over towards the sidewall. He runs into the fence. Can't make the catch, though. It's a foul ball. Not sure if that scraped the wall on the way down or got the protective netting. He's only got about 3 feet of foul territory next to that sidewall. Yeah, that hit on top of the sidewall. De La Cruz gave it all he could. even with his height, couldn't reach up above it and make that catch. 1-1 on Dahlbeck. 4-0 Woo Sox in the first. 4 runs on 3 hits. 2-run double Kyle Teal, Mickey Gasper, an RBI single, and then a balk. 1-1 on the way to Dahlbeck. And he hits a slow chopper out towards short. Kingery charging, gloves, throws on the run, and gets his college teammate. What a play by Scott Kingery, charging and throwing out Bobby Dahlbeck for the final out here in the first. Woo Sox do score 4 times, though, to open this one up. So we go to the bottom of the first. Woo Sox 4, Iron Pigs coming to back. Here in the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
From the Phillipsburg Easton Honda Studios, this is Fox Sports Radio. Phillipsburg Easton Honda, saying yes is what they do best.
Customer service, can I help you?
Yeah, I want to watch the football game tonight, but when I put the channel on, it says I'm not authorized.
Oh, yes, that means it's not included in your package.
But I bought the sports package.
Yes, sir, I see that you have, but that must be one of the channels in the Sports Plus package, and that costs extra.
Great, how much is that?
That's an extra $10 a month.
Fine, as long as it allows me to watch the games.
Well, it will work for most games, but now some games are on that streaming service, too.
Wait, what? How much does that cost?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, I wouldn't know. That's another company altogether. You'd have to set up an account with them also.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Enjoy the best games all season long on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and online at lvfoxsports.com. No subscription necessary. You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Home half of the first inning, it's the Woo Sox 4 and the Iron Pigs coming to bat in a pretty big pull quickly here against the reigning IL Pitcher of the Week, Jason Alexander. Alexander on the bump. This is the lineup he'll face for the Pigs, brought to you by PSECU. PSECU, where members achieve more. For the Pigs, it'll be Scott Kingery, then Carson Taylor, the DH making his AAA debut. Rafael Marchand, Derek Hall, Ryan McKenna, your 3-4-5. Dahl, Haley, and Kemp, 6-7-8, and Carlos De La Cruz rounds it out. Should mention that at the end of the top of the first, Jonah DePoto was warming the pen for the Iron Pigs. I think Abel should still come out for the second, but just something to monitor. First pitch from Alexander, Scott Kingery is down and away, ball one. Alexander having a pretty solid season for the Woo Sox. Righty into his wind, and now time called. Home plate umpire Austin Jones thinking that Alexander working a bit too quick. Alexander 6-6 with a 4.44 ERA, 26th start, 28th appearance. First base side of the rubber, winds and deals, and Kingery a weak roller foul. Third base side, 1-1. 123 strikeouts for Alexander, 37 walks. Out of Long Beach State, now 31 years old. Wines and deals, the 1-1, and Kingery a fly ball out towards center. Anthony started in a step, now comes in a few more and over to his left. Makes the catch, Kingery retired. One away. Alexander last week in garnering the award through 7 scoreless against Syracuse. Now just 2 hits, 11 strikeouts, honestly. I'm surprised he didn't go the distance. Only 82 pitches to complete 7. Brings up Carson Taylor for his first AAA at bat, and the lefty takes down low, ball one. Taylor was a minor league rule 5 pickup by the Phillies this past offseason. Phillies tend to be very aggressive in the minor league rule 5, especially for catchers. And although Taylor drafted as a catcher out of Virginia Tech, basically never caught for Reading. Mostly first base and DH, and he rolls over the 1-0 foul, first base side, 1-1. It didn't stop him, though, from having an absolutely fantastic year for Reading. Played 109 games, hit .277 with .389 on base, .465 slugging. 16 homers led the team, did 75 RBIs. He's among the Eastern League leaders in average, 9th. Tied 8th in homers, 3rd in RBIs, 4th and on base, 1-1. And he rips this one on one hop to first, but back of the bat, Gasper makes a stab at it down to one knee. Takes it to the base himself, retires Taylor. Nice play by Mickey Gasper. two gone. Brings up Rafael Marchand. So Taylor, a good AB in his first AAA plate appearance. Ends in a ground down though. The pitch to Marchand. Alexander misses outside. Ball one. Two outs, bottom of the first. Woo Sox four, Iron Pigs nothing. Marchand hitting 235, two homers, nine RBIs. 1-0. Sanger on the outer half, 1-1. Rafael was activated off the IL last Tuesday against Scranton. Had been on the shelf with a left shoulder injury. Actually suffered when the Pigs and Woo Sox met up last. Takes a rip of the 1-1, lifts a fly ball deep right, but back on it is McDonough towards the right center gap, just in front of the warning track, makes the catch. Marchand retired, and that's an easy breezy 1-2-3 inning for Jason Alexander on just nine pitches. Go to the second, 4-0 Woo Sox here in the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
The scoreboard. Our hopes and dreams rest on the outcome. But it doesn't show the sacrifice it takes to win or the pain of accepting defeat. Because the real score isn't about points. It's about how many times you come back from impossible odds. Here for all the moments that matter. The name trusted for over 80 years and accepted by top doctors and specialists. Capital Blue Cross. Live fearless.
Why does it always say paper jam when there's no paper jam?
Hi there.
Who are you and why are you in our office space?
I'm Sock, your friendly copier helper guy. There you go. You're all set.
Whoa, Cy, that was awesome.
Thanks. Better service is on the horizon with Cyan Sky copiers.
Cyan Sky service. They hit it out of the park. If you need help with your office copiers and printers, call Cyan Sky today or find them at cyanskycopiers.com.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Linda Gawardi. I work in human resources at Air Products. I live in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, and I'm proud to support MDA.
Air Products. Working here, living here, giving here.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Nick Mitica. I work in hydrogen energy systems at Air Products. I live in Zionsville, and I'm proud to support Community Bike Works.
Air Products. Working here, living here, giving here.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Top of the second inning is the Woo Sox 4, Iron Pigs nothing. Sam Jelinek with you from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth. Start of the final week of the season. Iron Pigs just playing out the string. Woo Sox trying to keep their postseason hopes alive. And so far, so good for Worcester. 4-1 off of Nick Abel. Kicks and deals to Tyler McDonough. Fastball misses down and in. Ball one. Could not have been two pretty contrasting first innings. Abel needed nearly 30 pitches to get through the first, allowing four runs. Jason Alexander just nine pitches on a 1-2-3 first. Breaking ball inside to McDonough. Ball two. McDonough, switch hitter batting left. Playing his 30th game for the Woo Sox, hitting 250 this season. And 2-0 high and away. Ball three. Jonah DePoto has sat back down in the Pigs bullpen, but depending on how this inning starts for Abel, might be getting back up pretty quickly. 3-0. Fastball called strike. Down and in. Generous call from home plate umpire Austin Jones. He's our crew chief. Naturally, final series of the season. First time we've had this crew this season here at Coca-Cola Park. 3-1. And McDonough slashes it foul in the left field seats. 1-2. It's Jones behind the plate. Dane Ponsack over at first. And Tom Fornarola over at third base. McDonough calls time, steps out. McDonough, third round pick out of NC State back in 2021 by Boston. Abel turns into his line, first base side down the slope, and after battling back from 3-0 down, misses way high. Ball four. Two innings, two leadoff walks issued by Mick. Abel going into a pretty pivotal offseason. He'll be eligible for the Rule 5 draft for the very first time, and it seems like a pretty foregone conclusion. The Phillies will add him to the 40-man roster to protect him from that. Here's Corey Rozier and the pitch. Curveball outside, ball one. Rozier hitting 171, two homers, 15 RBIs. Up and down season between here and Portland for him. 51st game with Worcester. Rest the bat on the back shoulder. Crowds the plate, the 1-0. Fastball up and out of the zone. Ball two. An interesting thing for Mick, him more than likely going on the 40-man roster, is the Phillies are at a juncture with their 40-man, especially as a contending team. Abel ready, 2-0 pitch, and slider down and in. Peel out to second on the check swing. Rozier held up. Second straight 3-0 count, where the Phillies can't really afford to have too many guys in the 40-man who they're not comfortable potentially bringing up. Just go through so many guys with injuries these days. 3-0, up and away, ball four, second straight walk. And that's probably going to get the bullpen going again. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach for the Pigs, Ryan Buchter. Trying to figure out what's eating at Mick here early. This is the kind of start we saw from Abel a lot in the first half of the season, and we have not seen this version of Mick in the second half almost at all. So this is frankly unexpected. And hopefully something he can pull himself out of. He's going to have to do it against the top of the order, though. Roman Anthony coming up, first and second, nobody out. It's already down 4-0 for the Pigs. Austin Jones breaks up that meeting. Marshawn back to the plate. Marshawn gives the sign to the entire infield. Anthony walked his first time up. Worked a 3-1 count. That's maybe what's most impressive for Anthony now, the number one prospect in the minors. 23 walks against 26 strikeouts at the AAA level for a 20-year-old. Just turned 20 this year. First pitch from Abel. Fastball in for a strike. 0-1. First and second, nobody out. 4-0 Woo Sox already in the second. Abel ready. And his pitch. Missed down and away with a slider. 1-1. Anthony Supreme, plate control, barrels everything up. It's only going to grow into his body more. It's already a big, strong hit. 6'2", 200 is what he's listed at. Depending on how he matures, interested to see what his profile ends up becoming. 1-1, and he fouls it out of play. 1-2. If he becomes more of a springy guy that's 20 to 25 homers and 20 to 25 stolen bases, or if he adds even more bulk to himself and becomes a guy that's, you know, 30, 35 plus homers. I think the crazy thing for Anthony is that both options are in play as far as what he wants to do. 1-2, and Anthony, a line shot. Back up the middle, that's down for a base hit. Coming to third base and stopping there is McDonough. Throw in from McKenna, holds him there. Jose David Flores not wanting to take a chance. That loads the bases with nobody out. McDonough had to freeze at second real quick. See that line drive through. Base is loaded, nobody out. Jonah DePoto throwing again for the Pigs out in the bullpen. And perhaps concerningly for Mick, he's now gotten 4 2 strike counts. First pitch to Mydroth, in for a strike with a fastball, 0-1. He's allowed base runners on three of them. A walk, two base hits. Base is loaded for Mydroth, singled his first time up, a high chopper. The 0-1, a hard ground ball right to the second baseman, Haley. Flips to Kingery at second, one, throws on to first in time. 4-6-3, double play, coming home to score McDonough. That's a trade that the Iron Pigs are going to take here in the second every time. 5-0 Woo Sox, no RBI for Mydroth. Runner still in third, two outs, brings a Mickey Gasper. Gasper had that first two-strike hit off of Abel, yanked a change up into right, driving home a run. He's got a man in third, two outs. Left-handed hitter. Bats from a squat back on the back shoulder. And pitch in for a strike. 0-1. Five, nothing Worcester, top of the second. The pitch. Heater at the knees, 0-2. 94 there from Abel. The other thing to notice is that Abel's velo, at least early, is down a tick. Sitting more 92 to 94, rather than the 95-96 we'd seen this past month and a half. 0-2. And Gasper, the fly ball out towards center, chases McKenna back a couple of steps, slicing towards the alley. He makes the catch. Gasper retired, and the inning over. Blue Sox do add another run on the ground ball double play, though, and we go to the bottom of the second. Worcester 5 and the Iron Pigs nothing. Here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store.
Every time the furnace comes on, I start sneezing. I mean, change the filter, but I can't stop sneezing.
Can I be of service?
When you're about to blow, when dust from your air ducts fills your home and your allergies just won't let up, one man will be by your side, fighting for truth, justice, and the chance to breathe freely again.
Is there anything you could do to stop the sneezing?
There is, sir.
Oh, thank you.
The duct cleaning experts at H.L. Bowman use industrial-strength vacuums to clean your ducts to get dust and allergens out of your home for good.
Wow. I should have called you back in June.
Tissue? H.L. Bowman, visit HLBowman.com.
You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Bottom of the second, it's the Woo Sox 5 and the Iron Pigs nothing. Derek Hall leads it off against Jason Alexander. First pitch breaking ball just outside, ball one. Paul McKenna and Dahl do up here in the second. Alexander a 1-2-3 first. Now works to Derek, left-handed batter, open stance, and the pitch. Derek rolls over a grounder towards second to his right. Grissom picks it on the backhand, flicks it over to first. Retires Hall easily. And Jason Alexander has gotten all four of his outs so far on three pitches or less. He's been brutally efficient, just four hitters in. Faces Ryan McKenna, though, who's got to be the hottest Iron Pigs hitter. Had a great series against Scranton coming off the IL. First pitch, and he rolls over grounder towards short to his right. Dahlbeck gloves in the backhand, jump throw to first. Dahlbeck off the bag, Gasper off the bag, grabs it, tags out McKenna on the way by, and that's another quick out for Jason Alexander. Bobby Dahlbeck, well, say he's not a prototypical shortstop, is underselling it by a mile. Obviously a bigger guy. Making Derek Jeter jealous with that jump throw in the hole. Throw could have been a bit closer to the bag, but Gasper, a good job. Able to come off the bag and play it. So McKenna, one pitch out. Brings up David Dahl. Three pitches into the inning, two outs. 5-0 Woo Sox the pitch. And Dahl takes a heater on the inside corner, 0-1. The pitch, and Dahl off the hands, pops it up, left side of the infield. Dahlbeck can't see it in short. Left fielder Roger comes in and makes the catch as he was battling the twilight as well, and somehow puts it away. The inning over. Iron Pigs see a grand total in this inning of five pitches. Go to the third 5-0 Worcester here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Counter break.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
And this is Connor Brown with the scoreboard update presented by Ashley. As we head to the top of the third inning, the Iron Pigs right now trail the Woo Sox 5-0. Going on right now around the International League, heading into the bottom of the fourth inning, Scranton Wilkes-Barre with a 3-1 lead over Buffalo, while in the top of the sixth, Iowa with a 1-0 lead over Rochester. In the top of the third, it's Columbus and Toledo tied at 1. Now let's go back to Coca-Cola Park with Sam Jelinek as the Iron Pigs trail the Woo Sox 5-0.
Thank you, Connor. 1-0 pitch from Mick Abel to Kyle Teal. Just a bit outside. Ball 2. 5-0 Woo Sox, top of the third. Abel trying to replicate what Jason Alexander has been able to do early, and that's get outs quick and efficiently. 2-0, and it's lined down the left field side by Teal, slicing into the netting, 2-1. Teal with a two-run double the other way, his first time up off the wall and left. Iron Pigs have gone 6-up, 6-down against Alexander, who has thrown a grand total of 14 pitches through two innings. 9 in the first, 5 in the second. Every out has been 3 pitches or fewer. 2-1, and Teal, a line drive just out of the reach of the leaping Kingery at short. That's in the left center, a base hit. Kyle Teal, a leadoff single, 3 innings, 3 leadoff base runners for the Woo Sox. Man at first brings up Vaughn Grissom. Jonah DePoto not throwing anymore in the Pigs bullpen again. Jonah's kind of being kept on a yo-yo here early, up and down, up and down. Pitch to Grissom. Soft liner, right center. Coming in, De La Cruz has to play it on a hop. Right fielder firing towards third. Here comes Teal. Throw is cut off by shortstop Kingery. Base hit Vaughn Grissom. First and third, nobody out. And even when Abel gets soft contact here tonight, that was 73 off the bat for Grissom. He got jammed. He's the dunker into right center. And I know the Iron Pigs, the Phillies, want to see Mick go out on a high note to end this season. But the way this night is progressing, sometimes the entire forces of the baseball gods will work against you. And the harder and more vigorously you try to fight against it, the worse things go. Here's Jamie Westbrook, first and third, nobody out, and Westbrook swinging first pitch, lines it towards right center, a base hit. De La Cruz cuts it off, but going first to third, there goes Grissom. He'll get there standing, coming in to score Teal, and it's 6-0 Worcester in the third. Back-to-back first pitch singles the other way for Grissom and Westbrook, and Woo Sox just all over Mick Abel here. The one thing enough with his control issues early with the 3 walks, but This is more loud contact. When it becomes loud contact, sometimes just not your day. First and third for Dahlbeck in the pitch. Dahlbeck swinging first pitch. Hits a shot back up the middle. That's down for a base hit. Coming in to score Grissom. Westbrook stops at second. Four straight singles. Three consecutive pitches from Abel. Brings home another one for another run for Worcester, and it's 7-0. And with DePoto having sat down in between innings, this has not allowed him enough time to get loose out in the bullpen. Abel's already given up eight hits. One off of a season high. It's also a career high. Brings up Tyler McDonough, first and second, nobody out. Abel deals, and the fastball a little high. Ball one. Seven runs on eight hits for the Woo Sox. Three walks, one punch outs. Rafael Marchand's finally going to go out to the mound and just stall for time. Give DePoto some time to limber up out there. McDonough walked and scored leading off the second. Nick gave up eight hits in back-to-back starts, the 22nd and 29th of August, Syracuse and Rochester here at home. Two on, nobody out, the 1-0. Heater on the inside corner, 1-1. We've already seen all of Nick's arsenal tonight. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup, but again, the velo is down. Change up outside, 2-1. He's averaged 93.8, so just off of 94, but he's only maxed out at 95. He's been maxing out more than 97 past month. 2-1 on McDonough, switch hitter batting left. The pitch, and it bounces in. Nice backhand scoop by Marchand, keeps the runners put. 3-1. And whether or not Nick gets McDonough here, this might just be his final hitter. Two on, nobody out. Two runs in here in the third. Seven runs for the Woo Sox already in the 3-1. Hit on the ground towards second. To his left, Haley scampers, scoops it up, takes his only out over at first. Retires McDonough. Runners advance to second and third now. And that's going to be it for Nick. Anthony Contreras trudges up the dugout steps, heads out to the mounds, and if this is it for Mick Abel's 2024 season, well, it's an unfortunate end to it. Seven runs on eight hits here tonight, responsible for the runners at second and third, and we've got a pitching change here early for the Iron Pigs. Go ahead, take a break. Be back in 60 seconds here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
This is The Herd.
Wow, 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 wow.
With Colin Cowherd.
It may be a preview of the NFC Championship. Detroit got outplayed and outcoached and won. That's not Detroit we grew up with. They're tough, they're resilient, they're deep, their offensive line's the best in football, and that's a pretty good sign. The Rams dominate the second half with McVay and Stafford, and the Lions won in overtime where the Rams looked exhausted and just ran out of players. Now, the Lions got a little bit cute for me. This is a power run team. And you know I like Jared Goff more than everybody else, I think, on the planet. Less Goff, more running. That's the best loss I've seen in years for any team. The Rams were missing both their offensive tackles, their best corner, three offensive linemen, no Puka Nacua, down 14 at half, and Matt Stafford put on a clinic.
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Wow.
Weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Still at the top of the third inning, it's the Woo Sox 7, Iron Pigs nothing. Jonah DePoto comes on out of the pen to replace Mick Abel, who likely his final 2024 start, at least his final one that's scheduled here Two and a third innings on the hook for the moment. Seven runs, eight hits, three walks, a strikeout. He's responsible for runners at second and third as Jonah DiPoto comes in and replaces him. Jonah making his 19th outing of the season for the Iron Pigs. 0-1 with a 4.87 ERA. Right-handed pitcher, 6-1, 225. Has Corey Brozier due up. Brozier walked his first time up. DiPoto throwing for the first time since back in the 12th at Scranton. So it's been 5 days. He threw a scoreless inning. His past three outings, he actually hasn't allowed a hit. Two walks, three strikeouts, no runs. Infield is in. His first pitch sweeper in for a strike. 0-1. Rosaire from the left side, DiPoto the righty. Set the belt, kicks the leg down the hill, and he misses down low with a sinker. 1-1. Jonah acquired what felt like just a week ago, but all the way back in May. Traded from the Royals, the only org he had ever known. 1-1. Slider downstairs. Ball two, traded in exchange for cash as the Iron Pigs were short on pitching and has been an erstwhile member of the bullpen ever since. Behind the count, 2-1. Second and third, one out. DiPoto deals, and the sweeper down and in chases Rosaire off the plate. 3-1. Jonah inheriting his eighth and ninth runners of the season. He's stranded 4 out of 7 so far. Infield plays in, outfield straight away. Really good crowd for Tuesday night. Pitch, and it's a chopper to the right side. Hall off the bag, able to glove in the backhand. Goes to the base himself after looking back. Westbrook at third. Second out. You felt like maybe Westbrook could have pushed it at third there, especially with a 7-0 lead. Push the issue. Slow chopper to the right side. You have Hall already playing off of first, moving towards his right. That would have been a tough throw to the plate. But Worcester playing a little conservative there. Rosario grounds out, still second and third. Now at the top of the order, Roman Anthony. He's walked and singled. Takes a first pitch breaking ball outside. Ball one. Jonah mostly sinker and sweeper. Works on the third base side of the rubber. Red glove, red undershirt, the pitch. Breaking ball, nabs the outside corner, 1-1. Wu Sox, 4 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the third of Chase Pig starter Mick Abel. 2 on, 2 outs, the 1-1, and Anthony, a laser. Foul, third base side. Was well out of the way of Jamie Westbrook at third, but he hit the deck pretty quick. Time is called as David Dawes coming from left. Corral that loose baseball. One and two on Anthony. DiPoto trying to strand both runners here. He's ready. Frank Sand delivers. Breaking ball in the dirt. Anthony spits on it. 2-2. Anthony right on the back edge of the batter's box. Pretty close to the plate. Doesn't hover his hands too far out over the dish, though. Wiry frame. DiPoto deals to him, and Anthony spoils another. Out of play, left field side. Two and two on Roman Anthony. 7 runs home early for the Wu Sox. Trying to keep their postseason hopes alive. At least early. So far, could be worse for them, leading by 7. Columbus is tied at 1 with Toledo. Clippers on the road at Toledo, 5th, 3rd field. 2-2 on Anthony. And the pitch. Chopped on the ground, right side to his left. Haley sliding in shallow right. Blot knocks it down, picks it up, throws wildly to first. Goes all the way to the backstop, coming home from 2nd now is Dahlbeck. Anthony will take 2nd. 2-run score on the play, and it's 9-0 Wu Sox. Haley did a marvelous job just getting that baseball, sliding, knocking it down, but the way this ball game has gone, tried to do too much with it. Get that out at first. The throw was nowhere close. Don't think it would have gotten Anthony anyways. Looks like it's going to be a single and an E4. Errant throw allowing Dahlbeck to score. So credit Anthony with one RBI. He takes second on the error. Pitch home to Jace Mydroth, up and away. Ball one. Mydroth one for two, singled and rolled into a double play that brought home a run last inning. The pitch. Sinker down the middle, one and one. So 9-0 Worcester early. Pigs haven't had to endure too many blowouts where it's been apparent early. 1-1. Slider down and away, 2-1. Yeah, shellacked by Scranton on Saturday, 10-1, but that was a pretty even keel drubbing. Such a thing. Scranton never scored more than two runs in any inning. 2-1, way outside, 3-1, so never really became apparent that it was a blowout until Scranton scored two in the sixth, one in the seventh, and then two in the eighth. Then things got out of hand. 3-1 on Mydroth. Open stance from the right side. DePoto offers, and a slider on the inner third. Full counts. When you're playing the way the WooSox have for the past month and a half, it stops feeling like luck when everything's going your way more than it just is who the WooSox have become. Mydroth spoils a pitch down and away. Popped into the seats. First base side over the dugout. Count full. You start manifesting your own luck. Base hit for Anthony, a good example. Every ball that's squared up misses a defender. Payoff pitch. And Mydroth reaching for it, pokes it in the air, shallow right, racing in. De La Cruz will make the catch, no trouble. Retiring Mydroth and the inning over. But the WooSox tack on four more. They do it on the strength of five hits, one error, and one left. Go to the bottom of the third. 9-0 WooSox here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more.
Back,
plus, take
concerns.
Advantage of expert advice. And
I know, that was my bad.
That's a good
shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Feels good to me.
This is The Herd.
Wow, 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 wow.
With Colin Cowherd.
It may be a preview of the NFC Championship. Detroit got outplayed and outcoached and won. That's not Detroit we grew up with. They're tough, they're resilient, they're deep, their offensive line's the best in football, and that's a pretty good sign. The Rams dominate the second half with McVay and Stafford, and the Lions won in overtime where the Rams looked exhausted and just ran out of players. Now, the Lions got a little bit cute for me. This is a power run team. You know I like Jared Goff more than everybody else, I think, on the planet. Less Goff, more running. That's the best loss I've seen in years for any team. The Rams were missing both their offensive tackles, their best corner, three offensive linemen, no Puka Nacua, down 14 at half, and Matt Stafford put on a clinic.
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Wow.
Weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 12:30 a.m., and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Bottom of the third, it's the WooSox 9 and the Iron Pigs nothing. 7, 8, and 9 do up for the Pigs. And it's Jason Alexander. He's faced six hitters, retired all six. First pitch, Jim Haley in for a strike, 0-1. Alexander, just 14 pitches to get six outs. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Haley can't connect on the sinker, 0-2. For Alexander, his past couple of times out, it's just been brutal efficiency. 0-2, swing and a miss. Haley down on strikes, seven batters faced for Jason Alexander, and he hasn't thrown more than three pitches to any of them. Last time out, seven innings, 82 pitches, didn't allow a run. Before that, five innings, 79 pitches, five innings, 69, five and 89. Here's Otto Kemp, takes just outside, ball one. 1-0 on Otto. Called up to Lehigh Valley from AA Reading. Middle of the road trip against Buffalo. 1-0 pitch. Alexander misses outside. Ball two. The first time today that Alexander has had two balls on a batter. Kemp, a slow start with the Pigs. 2-0 down and away. Ball three. And for the first time today, Alexander is going to throw four pitches to a hitter. Kemp, four for his first 30 with the Pigs, 3-0. Heater just below the knees, ball four. The catcher, Kyle Teal, is going to challenge. Jamie Westbrook's already burned one challenge with the Woo Sox. This might be their final. Upon review, Teal got the challenge right. Call overturned. 3-1. Kemp, last week against Scranton, 3-27. 0 for his last 11. Otto had already started taking off his elbow guard and shin guard. Now straps them both back on. Right-handed hitter digs back in the 3-1, and Kemp takes sinker at the knees. 3-2. You know, Alexander wasn't going to give in that easily. Alexander hasn't issued a walk here in August. Or here in September. 3-2, and Kemp chops it foul off the railing of the Pigs' dugout. Last walk he gave up was August 29th against Toledo. Last two starts, 12 innings, 2 runs, 6 hits, no walks, 19 strikeouts. 3-2, and Kemp, a line shot down the left field line. That's down for a base hit, gunning all the way for the wall. Rozier picks it up right against the fence, but Kemp already standing in second. The throw comes in errantly. One out double. First hit, first base run of the day for the Pigs. For Otto Kemp, a double, his second with Lehigh Valley. He's at second. Carlos De La Cruz comes up next. Carlos De La Cruz was the best hitter to this side of Ryan McKenna. Over the road trip, Carlos 12 for 38 on the trip, double a homer, 6 RBIs. Right-handed hitter, simple stance, bat rests on his back shoulder, takes a rip at the first pitch, hits a three-hopper over to third that Westbrook tried to pick on the short hop, couldn't, gets into left, coming around third, Kemp the throw from Rozier, it's up the line. Kemp scores standing, and the Pigs on the board, it's now 9-1. Pigs trail in the third inning. Westbrook looking back up the video board, trying to get a look at that hop. And they are going to give that a single to De La Cruz, so an RBI as well. 97 off the bat. Tough short hop for Westbrook to try to make. So credit De La Cruz with an RBI single. Kemp comes in to score. Now Scott Kingery fouls the pitch back. 0-1. Kingery flying out to center his first time. I think if Westbrook could have that one back, he'd try to close the gap on that short hop, because I think he had time to come in and maybe pick it. 0-1, Kingery waits back on it, lofts it in the air right center. Roman Anthony, though, over, able to make the catch. 2 outs. Because Carlos hit it hard. But that hop, that second hop, hung up there a while. Westbrook, they always say, try to avoid that third hop and either back up on it or come in for it, but don't stand your ground. It's a recipe for disaster, and Westbrook gave it the old ole. 2 outs, a man at first. Carson Taylor now the hitter. First triple A at bat. Grounded out sharply to first. Left-handed hitter. Open stance, the pitch, and he hits another one hard on the ground to first. On one hop, Gasper has it right next to the base. Retires Taylor himself again, and the inning over. Pigs get on the board, though. One run on two hits, no errors, and one left. Go to the fourth. Pigs down now 9-1. Here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
At Papa Don's, we start with better. No, seriously, every original crust pizza starts with our signature dough that's always fresh, never frozen, hand-tossed, and made with six simple ingredients. And now our dough can save you dough when you order from the Papa Pairings menu. Pair a medium one-topping pizza with one or more of your Papa Pairings favorites for just $6.99 each. How about that for Ben? Order now on the app, only at Papa John's.
There's no better place to get your high school senior portraits than digital photographic imaging. An award-winning studio located at 1321 North 18th Street in Allentown. Studio, outdoor, and on-location sitting options are available. Check them out on the web at allentownphotography.com or give them a call at 484-268-1082. Whether it's high school senior portraits, prom or reunion, banquet or trade show, digital photographic imaging will be able to capture moments for a lifetime. Digital Photographic Imaging, the official photographer of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Linda Cawardi. I work in human resources at Air Products. I live in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, and I'm proud to support MDA.
Air Products, working here, living here, giving here.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Nick Mitica. I work in hydrogen energy systems at Air Products. I live in Zionsville, and I'm proud to support Community Bike Works.
Air Products, working here, living here, giving here.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Top of the fourth inning, it's the WooSox 9, Iron Pigs 1. Pigs get on the board in the last of the third on the RBI single for Carlos De La Cruz. Time for the RAV4 inning, brought to you by Toyota. Visit Toyota.com to find your new 2024 RAV4 today. Toyota, let's go Iron Pigs. First pitch from Jonah DePoto to Mickey Gasper. It is a called strike, slider down and away, 0-1. And here for the top of the fourth on Hot Night, brought to you by Dorney Park, we have Dorney Park's own PR and comms manager, Ryan Eldridge. Ryan, how you doing tonight?
Doing well. Thank you so much for having us out tonight. The weather's great.
Oh, fantastic.
And the Monsters are on point. The baseball game is is certainly being played.
This this has unfortunately very much been like Hunt Night, and this game is spooking me.
It's horrifying.
It's very scary. As Gasper bounced the pitch off 1-2. But that aside, obviously, we're getting that time of the year, even though it doesn't feel like it weather-wise. Falls around the corner, which means Halloween is around the corner, which means that Hunt is coming back to Dorney Park.
Yeah, best time to be at Dorney Park, in my opinion. You know, the weather's nice. It's crispy outside. You've got the roller coasters. What more could you ask for?
One hop smash over to third. Kemp diving to his right, has it, gets up, throws to first, and he gets Gasper. Nice play by Otto Kemp for the first out here in the fourth. So, yeah, Hunt coming up for you guys.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, we have over 300 monsters. Ooh. So that's really what brings the park to life, in addition to our great decor. So you've got all the scare zones. We have six this year. Then you've got the mazes. We have seven of those. So there's just a lot of activity. And then you've got live shows. So it's, and the food's great, too. It's just a great time to be at the park.
First pitch to Kyle Teals, in for a strike, 0-1. So with there being seven mazes, as an employee of the park, are you required to know the ins and outs of all of them?
I am required to know the ins and outs of all of them. I will say that of the mazes, Ghost in the Machine is by far my favorite.
Ooh. 0-1, Teal, a soft grounder foul, first base side, 0-2.
Yeah, and that one is related to Iron Menace, which is our new for 2024 roller coaster. So it tells the backstory of Hiram McTavish, who's like this steel baron, and he's evil. So you're getting to go through his office.
Oh.
So you got that like paranormal buzz. And then all of it is connected to the steel industry, which is obviously so important to all of us. So I just love going through there, and a lot of work was put into it.
I love the extended lore.
Yeah, we really thought about that, you know, with the theming.
0-2, fouled away again.
It's really important for us to not only kind of figure out what's important to the Lehigh Valley, but then also to bring that into the park. And so for us, we hadn't really explored theming like this, and so to tie in the steel industry was so cool. And then the steel industry is just kind of creepy at this point.
0-2, chopper over to first on three hops, Hall back to the bag, has it, flips to DePoto, covering two outs. Here in the fourth, visiting with Ryan Eldridge from Dorney Park. Ryan, I love what you guys are able to do. I saw the work that went into turning Coca-Cola Park into essentially an extra haunt attraction. Yeah. I got to commend you guys for your effort, because you, when you guys do something like that, you don't just do it halfway. This is legit here.
Yeah, we really take great pride in kind of that entertainment aspect of the park and bringing things to life, obviously, with Haunt. And so, yeah, when it comes to decorating the park, that's no different.
Pitch home to Vaughn Grissom. This is down and in. Ball one. Two outs. Nobody on top of the fourth. 9-1 Woo Sox. So to make sure we get it in before the half inning potentially comes to a close, Haunt, give me the dates.
Yes.
Give me how am I getting my tickets. All the details.
Yeah, so you've got Friday, Saturday nights through September, and it goes from 6 to 11 p.m. You've got Sundays added in October, same thing, 6 to 11. And then we've got our Tricks and Treats event, which is family-friendly this year. It's brand new, and that runs from 11 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday.
1-1, cut on and missed, and Vaughn down the count, 1-2. So, obviously, you have your title as PR and comms manager. It's a very, you know, corporate part.
It's convoluted.
One of the few corporate ends of Dorney Park. Yeah. Do you, as Vaughn Grissom swings and misses, and he cuts off my question. Darn it, Vaughn. Oh, well, I guess I'll figure it out after the fact. Ryan Eldridge, Dorney Park, thank you for joining me from top
Absolutely,
of the fourth.
Man. Thanks, man.
We'll go the last of the fourth. Pigs still trail 9-1 here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
From the Phillipsburg Easton Honda Studios, this is Fox Sports Radio. Phillipsburg Easton Honda, saying yes is what they do best.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Feels good.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
A 2023 last place team will win a playoff game this year.
I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals to be that team. If you gave me
safe bet.
If you said two last place teams, I might say that's an overreaction. Come react or overreact with us. This one makes it much easier. Very so fun. Thank you for making it easier.
Well, tune in next week.
Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen.
Looking, throws, intercepted.
The Mountain Hawks battle Princeton with coverage starting Saturday at 11.
10-5, touchdown Lehigh.
On Fox Sports Radio, 94.7 FM and 1230 AM in Easton. You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. On Fox Sports Radio, 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Home half of the fourth inning, the RAV4 drives long, brought to you by Toyota. Visit Toyota.com to find your new 2024 RAV4 today. Toyota, let's go Iron Pigs. Jason Alexander back to work for the Woo Sox, now 9-1. Woo Sox lead it. Pitch to Rafael Marchand, misses somewhere down and in. Ball one. Alexander, one run through three innings. Gave up two hits, run in the third after retiring the first seven. 1-0, breaking ball inside, ball two. So Alexander scoreless streak done, as he hadn't given up a run since September 5th. Wines and deals 2-0, and Marchand shoots it foul down the left field side, 2-1. Woo Sox, 4 in the first, 1 in the second, 4 in the third. All 9 runs ultimately charged to Mick Abel. 8 earned. And that's a start that, even without, obviously, the caveat that it's the last start of the season, Marchand flips the 2-1 on a line into left base hit. Two plate appearances and two hard hit balls from Marchand. This time a single, now 1-for-2. Brings up Derek Hall. This is a start that, even with the caveat that going into the offseason, it's going to linger because it doesn't have anything else to wash it away. It's going to linger no matter what. For Abel, it's a season high in runs allowed. Ties a career high. Pitch to Hall. It's down and away. Ball one. And it was just a culmination of facing a really good offense, a thriving offense for the WooSox that's been basically the best in the IL for the past month and a half. 1-0. Hauled one hopper over to first. Gasper has it on the cut of the grass, throws to second one, relay to first in time with Alexander covering. The rare 3-6-1 double play wipes Marshawn off the bases. And just like that, two outs, nobody on. Nice job by Gasper. Better job by Alexander. Hustling off the mound. Getting over to cover. Two outs, bases clear. Ryan McKenna hits. McKenna grounded to short. Nice Derek Jeter imitation by Bobby Dalbec. Converting the outs. Pitch to McKenna. Down and away. Ball one. 9-1 Worcester, bottom four. Two outs, bases empty. McKenna currently riding a five-game hitting streak, six for his last 18. 1-0, up and in with a breaking ball, spins him out of the box. 2-0. McKenna was 8 for 22, coming off the IL last week against Worcester. A triple, two homers, six RBIs. Heading the count to 2-0 with the pitch. Alexander misses down and away. Ball three. Three and zero on McKenna. Straight up stands from the right side, hands held high, and he takes all the way down the middle. 3-1. Outfield plays him just about the other way. Anthony especially deep in center. The 3-1, McKenna turns on it deep towards left, backing up at Rozier onto the track, and he's able to reel it in. Going to his right, a little bit too much topspin from McKenna there as it dies on the track, and the Pigs send the minimum to the plate here in the fourth. Go to the fifth. Still 9-1 Worcester here in the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
B. Braun Medical has been part of the Lehigh Valley community for more than 40 years. The life-sustaining products we manufacture right here in Allentown are used to treat millions of patients in hospitals throughout the United States every year. At B. Braun, we're committed to protecting and improving the health of people in the Lehigh Valley and across the country. We're proud to be a founding partner of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Visit us today at BeBraunUSA.com.
The scoreboard. Our hopes and dreams rest on the outcome. But it doesn't show the sacrifice it takes to win. Or the pain of accepting defeat. Because the real score isn't about points. It's about how many times you come back from impossible odds. Here for all the moments that matter. The name trusted for over 80 years and accepted by top doctors and specialists. Capital Blue Cross. Live fearless.
Now get out of the parking season with Burke's Hot Dogs at Coca-Cola Park. Burke's is proud to be the one and only official hot dog of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Made with 100% premium cuts of beef and pork, the finest seasonings and spices, and no fillers or byproducts, Burke's has been the number one hot dog of the Lehigh Valley for over 90 years. Whether you're at the stadium, on the grill, or at the beach, don't buy a hot dog unless it's a Burke's. Visit us at Burke'sFoods.com. Burke's, the official hot dog of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Top of the fifth inning, Iron Pigs still trailing 9-1. Shown to the Poto, trying to soak up some frames here in the fifth. This is outside to Jamie Westbrook. Ball one. The Poto took over in the third. Saw both inherited runners come around to score. Tossed 1-2-3 fourth. Now back out for the fifth. Westbrook heading the count 1-0 with the pitch. Slider on the outside corner, 1-1. Phillies just took the lead over Milwaukee. Nick Castellanos, a solo shot over on Frankie Montas. 1-1. Westbrook tries to check his swing. It's a called strike anyways. Outside corner, 1-2. Westbrook 1-for-2 today with an RBI single. Worcester leading 9-1. Looks like Freddie Tarnock starting to throw out in the Pigs' bullpen. Nick Abel, 2-3 to Poto. Trying to go 2-3 as well. 1-2. This is way outside. 2-2. Some more roster moves today
for the Iron Pigs. We expect roster moves every day, as Phillies will likely take the same tact they did last year, which is basically the starter every game down the stretch. 3-1, fouled back up towards the press box, and will be just shy. The 2-2, rather, fouled away. Count still level. So Abel will hit the dev list come tomorrow. I'll open up a spot for another reliever to get added. So not really in danger of burning the bullpen. Anyways, prior to today's game, Pigs added two more position players. 2-2, swing and a miss. Westbrook out in front of the slider. Back-to-back strikeouts now for DePoto. One away. Brings up Bobby Dalbec. 1-for-2, singled his last time up. Every Woosock has already reached base at least once, and 8 of 9, except for Corey Rozier, have scored a run. One out, nobody on for Dalbec. DePoto stretches and deals, slider outside. Ball one. Pigs added Ethan Wilson alongside Carson Taylor, who's in the starting lineup. Wilson spent the last 2 years at AA Reading. Dalbec checks his swing, slider down and away. Peeled to first, he held up. In addition to those guys being added, there were also some major league roster moves. Buddy Kennedy got optioned back to Lehigh Valley as Edmundo Sosa finished up his major league rehab with the Iron Pigs. 2-0, swing and a miss, right back to the slider. Dalbec chased it, 2-1. So Buddy expected to be back with the Iron Pigs come Thursday. 2-1, Dalbec launches it high in the air. Just down the first base line, coming in for it, the first baseman Hall, and about two-thirds the way up the line, he makes the catch. Two gone. DePoto now retired 6 in a row, trying to make it 7 with Tyler McDonough coming up next. So Buddy back with the Pigs starting Thursday. Aramis Garcia, who was DFA'd over the weekend, pitch to McDonough. It's a weak roller out towards second, charging at Haley. He tries to glove it, and it's right under his glove and into shallow right. Jim was looking for the glove flip first before he ever had it, and that's going to be the second dabber on Haley here tonight. Trying to get rid of it before he ever had it. And he's tagged with a second error. Anyways, Garcia, who was DFA'd over the weekend, accepted his assignment back here to Lehigh Valley. So AG, more catching depth. That put Jared Thomas back on the dev list. First pitch home to Corey Rozier on the outside corner, 0-1. I'd expect AG back in the lineup tomorrow. Pigs need him, given that they were down to just two healthy catchers, Thomas and Marshawn. Josh Bro hitting the IL. Pitch is way inside, 1-1. And on top of Bro on the IL, Cody Roberts also hitting the IL last week. 1-1 on Rozier. Man at first, two outs, 9-1 Worcester. Top of the fifth. DePoto kicks and offers, backdoor slider on the outside corner. 1-2. Rozier calls time, steps out. Infield plays him to pull. Third baseman Kemp not completely absconding from the line, but shortstop Kingery ran up the middle. 1-2, up and away. Breaking ball missed. 2-2. Something interesting for the Phillies tonight is that Edmundo Sosa activated off the IL today, 2-2. Breaking ball outside, full count. He's in the lineup immediately, going up against a right-handed pitcher, which I think the Phillies are going to try to use Sosa pretty aggressively in the next 2 weeks. They try to get him back to full speed here. I think for them, having him face AAA pitching just wasn't going to help him. 3-2, runner goes, and Rozier taps it on the ground towards the hole, left side, shortstop Kingery gloves and throws on the run, and Rozier beats it. Great Stretch and scoop by Hall over at first, but not enough. Infield single for Rozier. That's the impact of the runner going with a full count, two outs. Kingery no chance to get the runner out at second, and that's going to do it for DePoto at 47 pitches. Really saved the Iron Pigs bullpen here today as he goes two innings. He'll hand the ball off to Freddie Tarnock coming in out of the bullpen, or DePoto rather, two and a third innings out of the bullpen. Great job as DePoto ends up going for his second longest outing of the season, and we've got a pitching change. Go ahead, take a break. Be back in 60 seconds here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Love it. Embrace it.
Right now.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
I mean, I can go back. There were seasons 2017, 16, 15, 2020. There were zero combined no-hitters. Now it feels like that's kind of common here in the Chicago Cubs. I don't know how you celebrate that. Like, if you're the starting pitcher, you say, we threw a combined no-hitter. And who keeps the final out? Who gets the ball? Yes, Tom.
And after the last out is made, do the other pitchers that pitched before, the one that got the last out, they all come out and dance around on the mound? I've never paid close enough attention to see what the last out celebration is. Three, four, five guys that combine.
And who is it? Shota Imanaga, Nate Pearson, and Porter Hodge combined for the no-hitter.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Weekdays 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Still in the top of the fifth, it's the Woo Sox 9, Iron Pigs 1. Freddie Tarnock comes in out of the bullpen, replacing Jonah DePoto. Jonah, got to give him a huge round of applause. Not just wearing one as far as going two and a third out of the bullpen for the Pigs, but he hasn't allowed a run. He's responsible for the two runners on base, but he allowed just two hits, no walks, two strikeouts. Freddie Tarnock takes over, inherits the two runners. He's inherited three runners so far this season. All three of them came his last time out. That was on September 13th at Scranton. Had the bases loaded and nobody out in the ninth inning of a tie game, and somehow got out of it. He then proceeded to load the bases in the 10th inning and left those runners there after coming out. First pitch curveball to Roman Anthony in for a strike, 0-1. As Tyler McKay got out of that jam for him. Anthony already 2-for-2. It's his fourth plate appearance here in the fifth. Left-handed hitter, the 0-1. Takes a change up down low, 1-1. Walk, two singles for Anthony. First and second, two outs, 9-1 Worcester. The pitch. Change up floats onto the inside corner, 1-2. Good arm side run and sink from Tarnock there. Turns it over. 1-2. Tarnock making his 14th appearance for the Pigs, 10th out of the bullpen. It's 0-2 with 6.05 ERA. 24 punch-outs, 14 walks in 19 innings. 1-2 pitch. Anthony off the hand slices it over the netting third base side into the picnic patio. Still a ball, two strikes. First and second, two outs. Tarnock trying to get out of the jam. Post back-to-back zeros. The pitch. And Anthony spoils another. Fouled off. Still 1-2. It's going to be fascinating once Anthony gets the digs. It's going to be sooner rather than later. Whether or not he can still have this kind of command of the strike zone. 1-2. Down and in. 2-2. Been kind of talked about ad nauseum that the gap between AAA and the majors has been bigger than ever. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in. Tarnock slows it down to 78. And Anthony down on strikes. And the inning over. Tarnock strands to a board. It's a scoreless fifth for the Iron Pigs. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Halfway home. 9-1 Worcester here on the Pigs Radio Network. Presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Feels good in the air.
This is Connor Brown with another scoreboard update presented by Ashley. Iron Pigs in a hole here as they come up to bat trailing the Woo Sox 9-1 in the bottom of the fifth at Coca-Cola Park. Going on right now around the International League, tied at three is Scranton Wilkes-Barre and Buffalo as they're in the bottom of the third inning, while Iowa leads Rochester 3-0 as they're in the top of the ninth inning. Tied at one is Columbus and Toledo in the top of the sixth inning, while in the top of the seventh, Omaha with a 4-1 lead over Louisville. Close game in Syracuse as the Mets have a one-run lead over the Charlotte Knights, 7-6 in the top of the sixth inning. Scoreless right now in Jacksonville as the Jumbo Shrimp and the Stripers in the top of the fifth. Also scoreless underway in the bottom of the second, Indianapolis and St. Paul, while Durham with a 2-0 lead over Memphis as they're in the top of the second, while Nashville and Norfolk had their game postponed today due to rain. 9-1 Woosocks out in front, bottom of the fifth. Here's your voice of the Iron Pigs, Sam Jelnick.
Thank you, Connor. Halfway home, Pigs in a wee bit of a hole. 9-1 Worcester. It's a season series that has just been utterly dominated by the Woo Sox. Unless something drastic happens here in the final five innings. First pitch to Dahl from Jason Alexander. Breaking ball in for a strike, 0-1. It's going to be a 14-5 season series lead for the Woo Sox. They won last year's season series that was close, 12-10. That was with the final two games of the season being canceled. 0-1, down low, 1-1. Dahl flied to left his first time. Alexander has allowed just one run in four innings. He's faced the minimum in so far nearly every inning as this ground ball down the first baseline. Gasper tries to make a sliding stop, but it kicks off his glove and into shallow right, a base hit. Tracks it down in foul territory, but Dahl aboard, leadoff single. Second straight inning, Pigs get a leadoff hit. Casper's made some nice plays over at first that time, though. A little bit more difficult because he was screened a little bit by the bag. And I'm wondering if he thought hey, that was going to kick off the base. Went into a slide. I thought he would be able to knock that down, keep it in front, smother it with his chest. And at first, nobody out for Jim Haley. First pitch. Jim with a weak tapper by the left side of the mound, charging it. Dahlbeck scoops in the short hop, fires on the run. Pretty good body control for a big guy. Throws to first, gets Haley. One away. The second goes Dahl. Kind of forget that Dahlbeck, 6'4", 225 on that. Throwing off one leg on the run. Runner at second, one out. Brings up Otto Kemp. Kemp, the first base runner of the day for the Pigs, back in the third with a double. Came around to score, trying to get it going offensively. Struggled with the Pigs early, and he was 161. First pitch slider at the knees, 0-1. Otto had a really good year with High A, Jersey Shore, and Reading, though. A little over 100 games between the two teams, hit 15 homers. Hitting around 270, 280. 0-1 changeup down and away, 1-1. One out, bottom of the fifth. Pigs with a man in scoring position. Just the second time tonight. 1-1. Sinker down and away. 2-1. Woo Sox are a staggering 6-for-14 with runners in scoring position tonight. Pigs do have a better average than them for runners in scoring position here this evening. That was the pitch that Kemp popped up. A high tone that's back into the seats. 2-2. They are 1-for-1. Perfect thousands. Outfield deep all the way around. 2-2 on Kemp. Alexander deals, and he throws him. Fastball outside half. Kemp looking for something else. Alexander, his second punch out of the day. Two gone. Here's up Carlos De La Cruz, an RBI single, his first time up. De La Cruz, an RBI single back in the third. That's the only run of the day for the Pigs. Alexander in no danger. Pitch count wise hasn't even crossed 50 yet. First pitch, De La Cruz cut on and missed 0-1. That was his 49th pitch. He threw 14 pitches through the first two innings. He's faced the minimum in, so far, three innings. The pitch, De La Cruz just gets a piece of it off the end of the bat. 0-2. Dahl still out at second, two outs, bottom of the fifth. Alexander, crossfire set, delivers home, and change up down the dirt. Nice backhand scoop by Teal. 1-2. One, two, coming home from Alexander, and De La Cruz way out in front of a changeup. Alexander, a beauty there, gets him way out in front. Back-to-back strikeouts for the Whoop Sox righties. Trans runner out at second, and we go to the sixth. No runs on one hit, no errors, one left. 9-1 Whoop Sox here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Hey, boy. Hey, boy. Where's the ball? Where's the ball? Ready? Go get it, boy. That's a good boy. Drop it. Drop it. Good boy. Good boy.
Loyal partners. Throughout life, you have many different partners. Shouldn't you have one for the most important aspect of life? Your health. Lehigh Valley Health Network. Your health deserves a partner. Learn more at lvhn.org.
Riverview Country Club is set along the scenic Delaware River Corridor, just 2 miles north of Easton in Forks Township. Riverview's 18-hole championship golf course has established itself as one of the area's premier public golf facilities. Riverview offers five sets of tees for golfers of all levels to enjoy this course, complete with bent grass landing areas and bluegrass fairways. Its consistent great course conditions and beautiful panoramic views make Riverview a must-play course. Plus, Riverview Country Club has a pro shop that is well-stocked with the latest golf equipment and apparel to keep you looking sharp and on top of your game. Riverview Country Club also boasts the Villa on the Green, a beautiful banquet facility that is the perfect place to host your next corporate meeting or event. For more information on the course, season passes, to book an event, or book your tee time, call 610-559-9700. That's 610-559-9700. Or visit them at riverviewcountryclub.com. That's riverviewcountryclub.com. Come see what makes Riverview Country Club the premier facility in the area.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Top of the sixth is the Woo Sox 9, Iron Pigs 1. Sam Jelinek with you from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth. Freddie Tarna back to work. First pitch fastball, 95. Just above the belt to Chase Mydroth, all 1. Jonah DePoto's line final after Freddie Tarnock got out of the fifth. No damage. 2 1/3 scoreless for Jonah. 1-0 pitch at the knees. 1-1. Freddie trying to end the season on a high note after beginning the year with Oakland, working his way back from an injury. 1-1. Mydroth fouls it away. 1-2. Freddie ultimately DFA'd by Oakland, claimed by the Phillies. Came over to the Phils beginning of June, then hit the IL again. Came back, though, immediately transitioned into a reliever down the stretch. 1-2 in the dirt. 2-2. Five of his first six appearances out of the bullpen, he allowed a run. He's gone scoreless his past two outings. Trending up, 2-2. And Mydroth off the hands of floater to shallow right. De La Cruz, a couple steps in and over to his right, makes the catch. One away. Brings up Mickey Gasper. Gasper, an RBI single in the first. It's flying to center, grounded to third. It's a nice play by Kemp at third, diving to his right, in towards the grass. Gasper may be one of, if not the best story in minor league baseball this season. Takes pitch high, ball one. Minor league rule five pickup by the Red Sox from the Yankees org were basically nothing more than a depth catcher. Those tend to be the most exchanged picks in the minor league rule five. 1-0, swing and a miss, 1-1. Gasper, originally a 27th round pick of the Yankees at a Bryant University in Rhode Island. He was born in Merrimack. Just tore his way through the Red Sox system, first with AA Portland and then with Worcester for a month and a half. 1-1 at the knees, 1-2. And with the Red Sox dealing with a bevy of injuries, they elected to call him up, see if the hot streak could sustain itself. Sadly, it couldn't. But for Gasper to have gone from an afterthought to a 40-man roster guy is wild. 1-2 in the dirt. Lays off 2-2. One out, top of the sixth. It's 9-1 Worcester. Start of the final week of the season. Two-two, swing and a miss. Tarnock pulls the string on a changeup. Gasper obliges, way out in front. Two out, second punch out for Tarnock. Brings up Kyle Teal. Teal, 2-for-3, two-run double in the first, single scored in the third, and is grounded out to first. Tarnock stretches with nobody on. Down the slope, and Teal takes a whack at the first pitch and hits a sky-scraping pop-up shallow left. Shortstop Kingery back out there. He camps under it, makes the catch. Retires Teal on one pitch, and the inning over. 1-2-3 frame for Freddie Tarnock. Go to the bottom of the sixth. Blue Sox on top, 9-1. Here are the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Feels good.
This is The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The Chiefs are the king of the hill for Lamar. The Chiefs are what the Celtics were to Isaiah and what the Pistons were to Michael Jordan. Right, and everybody doesn't do it. Remember the Sacramento Kings of Chris Webber, those guys could never break through. Now, they didn't have a player on the caliber of Lamar, a two-time MVP.
I was just going to say, right.
Portland, right, with those great teams, couldn't break through and get past the Lakers. But Lamar's going to have to find a way to do it. The Chiefs are great. They've had his number. There's no question about it. But if you watch these games, if they just don't make these self-inflicted wounds, and maybe some of it is that they're tight because they're playing the Chiefs, I don't know, but they can beat them.
This is The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Home half of the sixth, Iron Pigs down 9-1. Jason Alexander coasting for the Woo Sox, looking for yet another quality start. Would be his second straight if he can complete six here. Also be the first time this season he's gone at least six innings in back-to-back starts, which for a guy so consistent, kind of surprised he never got there. Scott Kingery leads it off, third time through the order for Alexander. See whether or not gives him any trouble. Kingery's 0-for-2. He's flied to center twice. First pitch fastball on the outside corner, 0-1. Final week of the season for Scott, and there's quite a bit on the line for him. He's got 25 homers, 25 stolen bases. It's not out of the realm of possibility. Would take a lot. 0-1. Grounder foul, third base side. 0-2. Maybe a 30-30 season. Would be the second in Iron Pigs history following Weston Wilson, who did it last year. So maybe Weston broke the ice and Scott able to follow suit. Quick go-to hold pitch. Alexander just outside with a slider. 1-2. Pigs with an arm getting loose out the bullpen. Looks like Griff McGarry. 1-2 to Kingery. Scott late on it. Pops it out of play. First base side. 1-2. Alexander kicks and delivers, and Kingery fights off a changeup, rolls over foul, third base side. Scott with a pretty unique feat over the weekend, going deep to lead off a ball game, back-to-back games. Broke a pretty long homerless drought for him, too. Always has these hot streaks, culmination of homers. The pitch, Kingery ground ball up the middle, diving for it on the left field side of second. Grissom gets up, throws to first, and it's late. Throw was low, blocked by Gasper as he couldn't pick it. Grissom, a phenomenal effort. I couldn't believe he even got to that. Second baseman on the left field side of second, laying out full stretch. But for Kingery, it's an infield single. See if he's off and running with the pigs down 8. Don't want to give away outs, but at the same time, I want to see Scott catch 30 stolen bases. Brings up Carson Taylor. He's grounded to first twice. The pitch. Change up in the dirt. Ball 1. Taylor, originally drafted by the Dodgers, fourth round out of Virginia Tech in 2020. Kind of plateaued at AA after reaching there in 2022. Hit 253 and then 221 the year after. 10 homers. Pitches a strike, 1-1. And then all of a sudden this year with the Iron Pig, or with Redding rather, in the Phillies org, tapped back into power that honestly has been dormant, not just so far in his pro career, but period. 1-1. Taylor, a line drive the other way, down the left field line, slicing though, it's a foul ball. Count moves to 1-2. Even going back to college, Taylor in 2019, Virginia Tech, just 2 homers. Homered twice in 2020 before that season got canned. That was only in 16 games. Hit 9 homers in 2021 with High A, Great Lakes, Balloons, and then 10 last year with Tulsa. Came at the expense of him hitting just 221, though. 1-2, down and in, easy take. 2-2. Infield plays him to pull. Shortstop Dahlbeck right behind second. Alexander deals. Taylor takes again. Change up on the back foot. Full counts. Wind blowing slightly out to left. The sun's completely set. Just about 8:30 on the East Coast. Lights are on full effect. Kingery leads from first. Gasper holds him. Alexander kicks the leg high, his pitch, and Taylor a ground ball the other way, diving to his left. Westbrook, the third baseman, has it clang off his glove and into shallow center. Over to third goes Kingery, and that's the first base hit for Carson Taylor at the AAA level. Good effort by Westbrook, who obviously a third baseman by trade, but has played all over the diamond in his career. Diving towards the middle, was basically playing shortstop. Had a chance to come up with it. Couldn't flag it down, though. First and third, nobody out. Brings up Derek Hall. No movement in the Woo Sox bullpen with Alexander at just 64 pitches. Brings up Rafael Marchand. Marchand 1-for-2. Flipped a liner the other way. First time up. Switch hitter batting left. Man at the corners, nobody out. The pitch. Marchand takes down an in ball 1. And the Woo Sox are almost begging Scott Kingery to take off. Westbrook, the third baseman's playing in a full shift, more than halfway towards second. If Kingery wanted to get about halfway down the line, he could. Without an issue. 1-0. Marchand laces it foul towards the backstop. Nearly hit hitting coach Joe Thurston. Leaning on the dugout railing, right on the steps. Kingery dances from third the pitch. Marchand checks his swing, change up low. Ball two. And if Alexander Werner Wrighty, who was going from the stretch here, can see Kingery the whole way, I wonder if Scott would think about taking off. Moment doesn't call for it, down by eight. 2-1. Marchand a high chopper to the right side. This will get Kingery home. Grissom glove spins and throws to second. One really to first, not in time. RBI fielder's choice for Rafael Marchand, 4-6. Taylor out at second. Kingery scores, and the Pigs get their second run. Now trail at 9-2 in the sixth. And at first, one out. Derek Hall bats next. Derek has grounded out twice, including into a double play. First pitch. Hall takes just down low. Ball one. One-oh pitch. Derek takes just off the outside corner with a changeup. Ball two. Derek, 14 homers in the year, 66 RBIs, tied with Kingery for most in the team. And the 2-0 is ripped deep down the right field line on the run. McDonough lays out, can't get it. One hops off the fence. Over to third, Marchand and Hall in at second with a feet first slide, beats the throw. And the Pigs cooking with a little bit of gas here in the sixth. One run already in. Now second and third, one out. That was a heck of an effort by Tyler McDonough in right. Put his body on the line, diving onto the warning track. But Hall rips it. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach for the Woo Sox, Stan DeLucia. Nobody up in the Woo Sox bullpen. And let's see if anybody does start to get loose. Doesn't look like it. Alexander in his first spot of trouble. One run already in. Hall doubles. Now second and third, one out. Ryan McKenna coming up. He flied out to the track and left his last time up. Alexander, the full wind, first pitch to McKenna. Down and away, missed with a slider, ball one. Woo Sox infield obviously back. Seven-run lead in the sixth. Second and third, one out. McKenna awaiting the pitch. Alexander dots the outside corner at the knees, one and one. McKenna with six RBIs last week led the Pibs. Hit a go-ahead three-run homer on Tuesday. That was in the seventh, 1-1. Change up in the dirt, 2-1. Marchand at third, very short lead. Hall at second, Alexander the full wind, the pitch. Back to the changeup again. 3-1 in the changeup, which was so effective for Alexander the first five innings. Having more trouble the third time through here. He's thrown the changeup for a strike 67% of the time tonight. 3-1. Fastball down the middle. I wonder if McKenna was sitting on it because that sinker was right down the middle. Full counts on Ryan McKenna. Second and third, one away. Pigs down seven in the sixth. The pitch. And the changeup lofted high in the air towards moderately deep right. McDonough, who started wading in at first, now comes racing in, makes the catch, fires home. Marshawn will just bluff attack from third. He stays put. Second out of the inning. I don't know if McDonough saw that ball straight away off the bat, because the way he was playing that in right, he was very lax at first coming in for it, and then sprinted in. Made up the ground easily, wasn't an issue. Certainly slow played it a little. I think it's because he didn't see it straight away. Two outs, two in scoring position still for David Dahl now. Swings the first pitch, fouls it back. Jammed touch by a slider, 0-1. Alexander's pitch mix tonight has been interesting. 31% changeup, 42% sinker, 23% slider. 0-1. Dahl laid on it, fouls it back. 0-2. He's only gotten five whiffs, but he's been throwing everything for strikes. 78 pitches, 50 strikes. 0-2. Dahl fights another one off. Another fastball sends it into the left field seats. Still 0-2. 9-2 Woo Sox. They scored four in the first, one in the second, four in the third. Haven't scored since. 0-2. Dahl takes high. 1-2. Pigs trying to make some inroads. A base hit here, making it a little interesting. Making a five-run game. 1-2 on the way. And Dahl, it's a little liner foul. First base side off the top of the netting. Still 1-2 on Dahl. Alexander deals the play, and David fouls off another. Fifth foul ball in this at-bat. It'll be a seven-pitch battle. And the Woo Sox bullpen starting to activate. Looks like they've got a righty loosening. Alexander shakes out the arms, cranks and delivers, and Dahl fouls it off the mitt of the catcher Teal. Still 1-2. It's Jacob Webb up in the bullpen. Brown trying to come to life in the sixth. Another 1-2 to Dahl. And he ropes it deep down the right field line on the run. McDonough towards the corner. Lays out again. Can't catch it. It's a fair ball and it clangs around in the corner. Dahl on his way to second. Marshawn and Hall both score. And it's a two-run double. Iron Pigs make it a five-run ball game. 9-4 Woo Sox here in the sixth. Dahl went down and got it and hooked it into the right field corner. And McDonough, who went diving on Hall's double into the corner, can't come up with it again. Went out of view of everybody. Couldn't find the baseball, though. Great at-bat by David Dahl, fighting off pitch after pitch. Wins the eight-pitch battle. Two runs home. He's at second. Jim Haley now the hitter. And the pitch outside. Ball one. Double for Dahl, by the way, his 12th of the season, now 39 RBIs. Haley 0-2 against Alexander today. Slider down and away, 1-1. Pigs saw Alexander back a month ago, almost exactly on the 18th of August. Four innings, three runs, one earned, five hits, a walk, five strikeouts. So it wasn't great then. He was great here early, 2-0 outside. Ball three, one of the few three-ball counts for Alexander tonight. Alexander did throw 5 1/3 scoreless against the Pigs, though, back in May. He's had his spots of success. 3-0, Haley takes. I don't know where that one missed. Maybe inside. It's ball four on Jim. First walk that Alexander's given up. Suddenly first and second, two outs. And that's going to be it for Jason Alexander. He can't complete the sixth. Otto Kent's the eighth man to hit here in the inning, and we're going to get a pitching change. Jacob Webb's going to come on for the Woo Sox as Alexander, who coasted through five innings, has given up three in the sixth. And manager Chad Tracy's going to go to the bullpen. Got a pitching change. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Don't go anywhere. Here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
Yeah, baby.
I don't think Spags gets the credit that he's deserving of for the job that he does as a defense coordinator. If you take Spags away, this team isn't the team that it is.
Spags is even calling timeouts now.
Lamar Jackson had a night. I mean, he had a hell of a night. He had a career night. But some way, somehow, this dude figures out how to offset what these dudes do.
But I think we both know that both these teams are playoff teams.
Baltimore is good. They're good. That's a good team. That's a fine team.
Watching Patrick Mahomes, who kind of like effortlessly just finds ways of completing balls and doesn't leave the pocket until he has to.
It was an impressive drive by Lamar and company because he just kind of picked them apart.
Two pros, Lavar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a cup of Joe. Jonas Knox, 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Still in the last of the sixth inning, Iron Pigs have made a ball game out of this. It's now the Woo Sox 9 and the Iron Pigs 4. Two out, two run double by David Dahl. And then a walk to Jim Hanley chases Jason Alexander, who looked like he was going to coast to seven innings tonight. He ends up leaving after 5 2/3. Has allowed four runs on 8 hits, one walk, 3 strikeouts. Two runners on are his responsibility, so his line not yet final. Jacob Webb takes over. His third outing for the Woo Sox this season. Began the year with Double-A Portland's. 38 appearances there, mostly out of the pen. 4.28 ERA, 80 innings, 77 strikeouts, 27 walks. Pitched at Miami of Ohio. 6'5", 246-pound righty. 14th round pick of Boston in 2021. Otto Kemp, the hitter. Two saw a lot of each other at Portland and Reading. First pitch fastball, touch low. Ball one, Kyle Teal's going to challenge it, though. Woo Sox down to one challenge remaining, and they'll hold on to it. Call is overturned, 0-1. Webb has made two outings so far for the Woo Sox. It has gone terribly. 2 1/3, 8 runs on 8 hits, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, and a hit batter. Allowed 6 runs in a third of an inning back with the 13th against Syracuse. The pitch, down and away, 1-1. Dahl's at second, Haley's at first. Otto Kemp, the hitter, had the first hit of the day for the Pigs in the third, a double down the left field line. Right on right matchup. And the pitch, fastball up and away at 94. 2-1. Carlos De La Cruz on deck. Two, one. And Webb misses again. Down and away. 3-1 on Otto Kemp. Two on, two outs. Webb from a high set at the shoulders. Looks at the second, the 3-1, and Kemp takes down the middle. 3-2, a little off speed from Webb at 88. Runners will be off of the pitch. Full count, two outs. Ball in the gap, scores two. Kemp's just trying to keep this rally alive. He's the eighth man to hit here in the inning. Payoff pitch, runners go, and Kemp fouls it off the plate. Dahl was very late to take off from second. Not sure why. See if he takes a bit of a more aggressive tack here. Outfield for Worcester again, deep all the way around. They've been playing extraordinarily deep all night. 3-2 again. And Kemp, a ground ball the other way. That's into right, a base hit. Coming in to score, Dahl Haley on his way to third. McDonough picks it up in shallow right, fires it into second. And it's an RBI single for Otto Kemp. The line keeps moving. It's a four-run ball game. Blue Sox 9, Iron Pigs 5 in the 6th. Otto Kemp with his first multi-hit game at the AAA level. Stays inside of it, inside-out swing. Hopper the other way. Drives in his second run for the Pigs. First and third, two outs for Carlos De La Cruz. And if he can get Scott Camry to the plate, that would be the tying run. De La Cruz 1-for-2 today, an RBI single back in the third inning. Webb delivers. Fastball up and in. Ball one. Webb a long hold, now the 1-0. Finds the outside corner with the changeup, 1-1. Webb pitched twice actually in Redding, the 11th and 15th of June. 4 2/3 total, two runs, one earned. Runner goes as the pitch to De La Cruz fouled off. Ball two strikes. Imagine Kemp will still be running on the 1-2 pitch. He also faced Redding at home for Portland on May the 1st and 5th. Four innings that week, scoreless. It's 9-5 Worcester. Bomb the 6th. What was once a 9-0 game. 1-2, and De La Cruz fights it off. Fastball down and away spoils it. Blue Sox with a 9-0 lead after 2.5. Pigs 1 in the third, now 4 in the 6th. One and two on De La Cruz, first and third, two outs. And Webb throws over to first, Kemp back to the bag standing. Webb takes a look over at first, now comes set. The pitch, breaking ball inside, almost hit De La Cruz. That's the first slider Webb's tried here in the inning. I think De La Cruz almost a little frustrated with himself. He didn't hang in on that. So if he just holds his ground, that probably, it's not close enough to get him in the hip. Count level at 2. 2 on, 2 out. The pitch, and De La Cruz swings and misses. Got him with the changeup down and away. He's down on strikes, leaning over. The Pigs make this ball game interesting. They score 4 runs in the inning. They do it on 4 hits, no errors, and 2 left. Let's go to the 7th. Blue Sox 9, Iron Pigs 5 here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Hey, boy. Hey, boy. Where's the ball? Where's the ball? Ready? Go get it, boy. That's a good boy. Drop it. Drop it. Good boy. Good boy.
Loyal partners. Throughout life, you have many different partners. Shouldn't you have one for the most important aspect of life? Your health. Lehigh Valley Health Network. Your health deserves a partner. Learn more at lvhn.org.
When Iron Pigs fans need to care for their dogs, they know they can turn to Leader of the Pack Canine Institute. Their award-winning facility provides the best boarding, training, daycare, and grooming in the Lehigh Valley. Trust professionals at Leader of the Pack Canine Institute to care for your pet during your next trip. Or even watch your dog while you're away with Leader of the Pack's live webcams. Join the pack at LOPCI.com or call 610-366-8282. Franchises are now available. Richmar Florist is the Lehigh Valley's premier floral company and has been since 1955. From weddings to funerals to corporate events, Richmar Florist does it all. Whether you know exactly what you want or you're in need of some creative magic, Richmar's talented and creative staff is ready to help you create the floral arrangement of your dreams. Give them a call today at 610-437-5588 or visit their website at richmarflorist.com. Richmar Florist is a proud sponsor of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, NASCAR, and the Lehigh Valley Phantom.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
top of the seventh, Blue Sox 9, and now the Iron Pigs 5. Pigs have made this interesting after 4-run sixth. Griff McGarry will try to keep this a 4-run ball game now. Comes in replacing Freddie Tarnock. Freddie, fantastic out of the pen. Ending in 2/3, inherits a couple of the runners, strands them aboard, and then sets down the sign in order in the sixth. A couple of punch outs. McGarry faces Vaughn Grissom first up. Grissom's first pitch that he looks at is outside, ball one. McGarry making his 28th appearance of the season for the Pigs. 2-1 with a 3.34 ERA. Fires a fastball way outside. 2-0. McGarry, 38 strikeouts, 32 walks, and 29 and 2/3 innings. First full season at AAA. 2-0. Grissom takes down and away. 3-0. Between DePoto and Tarnock, fantastic work out of the bullpen. 4 innings, scoreless. They didn't walk anybody, just 2 hits, 4 strikeouts. The pitch. Outside, ball 4, and Grissom walks on 4 pitches. Not the start Griff McGarry wanted here out of the bullpen. McGarry last threw on the 14th against Scranton, gave up 2 runs on a hit. It's a 2-run homer to Taylor Trammell. 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. Next batter, Jamie Westbrook, and Westbrook takes slider down and away. All 1-5 straight on the zone for McGarry to begin his outing. Griff 6'2", 190-pound righty out of UVA. College teammate of Kyle Teals, 1-0, slider in the dirt. Ball 2. Not exactly anything close for McGarry yet. And not wanting to take any chances, I think. Dylan Covey already warming out in the Iron Pigs bullpen. Or Nick Nelson, actually. 2-0 pitch, fastball way high, ball 3. 7 straight. Out of the zone for McGarry. Already a runner at first, nobody out. And Griff, the 3-0. And it nearly hits Westbrook up and in. Ball 4, McGarry 8 straight out of the zone. And Marshawn, I think, waiting to see if he's going to make the visitor, if Buchter is himself. And ultimately, nobody's going to make this visit. They're just going to let Griff try to figure this out. 2 walks, 8 pitches to begin the inning. And now Bobby Dalbec coming up. Or if he just tried to groove one here, Dalbec could put this game back out of reach. 9-5 Woo Sox in the 7th. The pitch. Cutter down and away, ball 1. They keep on going back to the cutter. And McGarry's just not close with it to the strike zone. 9 straight out of the zone. The pitch. And he yanks a fastball this time all the way to the backstop. And the runner's going to advance down to 2nd and 3rd now with nobody out. And I am shocked that Ryan Buchter has not made a mound visit yet. Or that Marshawn hasn't gone out. Just something. Two and 0 on Dalbec, 1-for-3, singled back in the 3rd. 2-0, and McGarry misses outside again. Ball 3, and now the crowd starting to get on him, jeering. And I don't think that's going to be any more helpful, because we've seen this before from Griff. Sometimes the command just evaporates on him. Getting out of it is definitely a work in progress. 3-0, down and away, ball 4. 3 straight walks on 12 pitches, and now Marshawn's going to go out to the mound and talk with him. And Anthony Contreras is going to make his way out. I don't see Nick Nelson moving from the bullpen yet. AC hasn't pointed to the bullpen yet, so this isn't a change yet. I think AC's going to ask Griff what he wants. AC kicks the dirt off the rubber. Just talking it over with Griff. I think Yacy asking him, what do you want to do here? And Griff hands him the baseball, and we're going to get a pitching change. So Griff McGarry comes on, throws 12 pitches, all of them miss, and he'll leave with the bases loaded. Nobody out. Nick Nelson's going to come on out of the bullpen. Got a pitching change back in 60 seconds here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
This is The Herd.
Wow, 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 wow.
With Colin Cowherd.
It may be a preview of the NFC Championship. Detroit got outplayed and outcoached and won. That's not Detroit we grew up with. They're tough, they're resilient, they're deep, their offensive line's the best in football, and that's a pretty good sign. The Rams dominate the second half with McVay and Stafford, and the Lions won in overtime where the Rams looked exhausted and just ran out of players. Now, the Lions got a little bit cute for me. This is a power run team. And you know I like Jared Goff more than everybody else, I think, on the planet. Less Goff, more running. That's the best loss I've seen in years for any team. The Rams were missing both their offensive tackles, their best corner, three offensive linemen, no Puka Nacua, down 14 at half, and Matt Stafford put on a clinic.
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Wow.
Weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Top of the seventh still. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Nick Nelson comes on out of the bullpen after Griff McGarry fails to find the strike zone. Coming in out of the bullpen, three hitters, three walks, all on four pitches. And much like Nick Abel and his outing tonight, seasons that you were hoping would end on a bit more positive notes. I'm sure Griff will have another outing later this week, but it certainly leaves a lot more questions to be answered this offseason compared to what I think the Phillies had hoped. Three more walks for Griff. So the bases are loaded. There's nobody out. Nick Nelson comes on. Tyler McDonough's the hitter. Switch hitter batting left. Infield is back except for Kemp at third on the cut of the grass. Nelson the righty down the hill. Fastball at 93 on the outside corner. 0-1. Vicious Bronx cheer from the Pigs faithful. First strike of the inning. Nick scored this inning on the road in Scranton. His first outing back with the Pigs after going up pitching for the Phillies. 0-1, and it hits McDonough in the foot. Nelson overcooks a slider, gets him right in the molding of his cleat, with his right foot, right on the back heel. And the Woo Sox break double digits, now doubling up the Pigs 10-5 here in the seventh. From charge to McGarry. Nick having something of a renaissance here in the second half of the season ever since he, I won't say dedicated, but started throwing the knuckleball in games. There's Corey Rozier, the 9-hole hitter. First pitch. Sinker at the knees, 0-1. Nick, before his call-up on the 6th for the Phillies, his prior five outings with the Pigs, it allowed just one run in 9 1/3 innings, 5 strikeouts. 0-1, fastball down and in, 1-1. That was after a pretty brutal stretch where he was trying to get back in the rotation, and that experiment just did not go very well. 7.13 ERA in 5 starts. 1-1, down low, changeup missed. 2-1. But since using the knuckleball as a reliever, it's worked very well for him using it sporadically. There was a hard knuckler, mostly 78 to 80. 2-1. Fastball inside half. 2-2. Ball has not been put in play yet this inning for the Woo Sox. 3 walks, a hit batter. Base is loaded, nobody out. Rozier awaits from Nelson. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And now he calls time, steps out. 2-2 on Rozier. Rest of the bat on his back shoulder. The pitch. And he swings and misses. Got him with a good changeup. Chased down and out of the zone. And Nelson, the first out here in the seventh. Strikes out Rozier. Lineup flips back to the top now for Roman Anthony. Finally held off bases last time up, striking out to end the fifth against Tarnock. 2-for-3. First pitch misses, ball one. Anthony takes changeup in the dirt. Ball two, and this is what makes Roman Anthony so tough, is this guy just does not chase. And then once he gets ahead of the count, he feasts on mistakes. I'm Nick Nelson right now. I'm breaking out the knuckler. Why not? 2-0 pitch. Steady plows 94 over the outside corner. I'll do it. 2-1. Bases loaded, infield back. 10-5 Woo Sox, top of the seventh. Nelson, instead of the belt, delivers home, and Anthony, a little dribbler to the backstop. 2-2. Columbus is trailing Toledo 4-1. That's now at the top of the eighth. Mud Hens 4 outs away from a win. Woo Sox hold on. They'll be 3.5 back with 5 to play. Two and two on Anthony. Westbrook at third, Dahlbeck at second, McDonough at first. Nelson ready, deals to the plate, and Anthony, a soft line drive, shallow left center, falling fast, it's down for a hit. McKenna has it on a hop, one run comes in to score. Stopping over at third, Dahlbeck, it's a bloop single for Roman Anthony. And the Woo Sox up by 6 again, it's 11-5. 2 runs home here in the seventh. Tough break for Nelson there. A good changeup outside corner. Anthony off the end of the bat. Flips it the other way. Dunks in for a single. Third hit for him. Bases stay loaded. Chase Meidroth hits. Infield back. Playing for two. Meidroth's into one double play today. Sinker in 95 is low. Ball one. One-0 gets by Marchand all the way to the backstop, and breaking from third, coming in to score, Dahlbeck on the wild pitch. Runners advance as well in second and third, and Worcester up by 7. 12-5. Bases have almost given back all the runs they just got in the last and sixth. Made this a ball game. That'll close the book on Griff McGarry. Those 3 runs all earned. Second and third, 2-0 is down low on Meidroth, ball three. Three and 0 on Meidroth, Mickey Gasper on deck. Pitch, up and in, ball four. Fourth walk of the inning. All of them on 4 pitches. Loads the bases again for Mickey Gasper. Gasper 1-for-4 with an RBI single in the first. 12-5 Worcester. Top of the seventh. Pigs made this 9-5 ball game and have coughed up 3 runs now in the seventh. Pitch to Gasper. Curveball at the knees outside corner. 0-1. Nelson 6-1. 205-pound righty. Acquired a couple of years ago in the offseason from the Yankees. With Donnie Sands. Exchange for TJ Rumfield. 0-1. Bouncing ball up the middle. Haley dives. It's by the second baseman and into center of base. In. 2-run score here. Anthony around third. He scores without a play. The throw goes into second. And the Woo Sox, who saw their lead trimmed back, to 9-5, have now opened up their largest lead of the ball game. They lead it 14-5 here in the seventh. Gasper now a three RBI day on two hits. Mydroth stops at second. Those two runs charged to Nelson. Brings up Kyle Teal, the ninth man to hit here in the inning. It's the third inning today for the Woo Sox. They've scored four or more. Teal fouls the pitch off the plate, 0-1. They've gone a ludicrous 8-for-17 with runners in scoring position. They've only stranded four runners on base. They get them on, they get them over, they get them in. Nelson's 0-1. Teal late on it, fouls it off. 0-2. Teal's driven in three and two hits, double and single. 2-for-4. Infield plays him to pull. Nelson's 0-2. Fastball up and in. Teal late getting out of the way of it. 1-2. The pitch. Teal checks his swing, change up down and away. 2-2. Ferris trying to get the crowd into it. And he's doing a good job. Some of the loudest cheers in the crowd tonight. 2-2. Down low. Full count. Not sure how I feel about him getting the crowd into it while Nelson kicks his leg. Comes to the plate. Kind of poor timing. Teal calls time, steps out, full count. First and second, one out. It's a five-run seventh for the Woo Sox. And Nelson steps off. So I think with the crowd noise, I don't think he could hear the pitch come. Now he comes ready. 3-2 pitch. Teal fights it off. Ferris trying to get this crowd into it. Reminds me that over the weekend, saw a stunning photo. Soccer team in Italy, I forget who it was. Might have been Fluminense, maybe? Whatever it is. Team gets absolutely trounced at home. Bad look. 3-2. Teal takes. Called strike three. Outside corner. Fastball frozen. Second strikeout of the inning for Nelson. Two away. Anyways, after the game, the coach for the soccer team demanded that his players go up in front of the fans and take all the verbal abuse that they were giving them. Except not only did the players go up and take said abuse, their mascot, which is the size of Ferris, except it's a flamingo, pitched to Von Grissom, cut on and missed, 0-1. Is standing there taking the abuse with them. It's just a hilarious photo. It's such a serious, kind of somber, very introspective moment. There's just this pink flamingo. Pitch is fouled back by Grissom, 0-2. Two to Grissom, and he lifts it high in the air towards right. De La Cruz back a step, now camps under it, makes the catch. Grissom retired, and the inning over. Woo Sox score five times to open up their biggest lead of the ball game here in the seventh. Time to stretch. Well, the bottom of the seventh, now 14-5 Woo Sox here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
From the Phillipsburg Easton Honda Studios, this is Fox Sports Radio. Phillipsburg Easton Honda. Saying yes is what they do best.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Feels good to be
home. Gas putting a dent in your budget? Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM and 1230 AM wants to help. It's the Fox Sports Radio Fuel Fest with your chance to win free gas four times every weekday. Listen just before 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. for the keyword to text in to get in the running for $25 in free gas. And get this, all winners will be automatically in the running for the grand prize, $1,000 of free gas. It's the Fox Sports Radio Fuel Fest, sponsored by Lehigh Valley Hyundai. Visit the legend of Lehigh Street today.
If it's happening in the sports world, from the national scene to the Lehigh Valley, we've got it covered all day, every day. You're listening to the only all-sports station in the Lehigh Valley. Fox Sports Radio, 94.7 FM and 1230 AM in Easton. You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Hope you got a good stretch in. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It's the Boom Sox 14 and the Iron Pigs 5. Sam Jelinek with you here from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth as we have a Major League rehabber taking the mound for the Woo Sox. It's Luis Garcia, former Iron Pig Luis Garcia. His rehab is brought to you by Good Shepherd Rehabilitation Network, the exclusive sponsor of Major League rehab appearances at Coca-Cola Park. Nationally recognized experts in physical rehab, Good Shepherd gets you or your loved one back in the game, back to work, and back to everyday life following injury, illness, or surgery. For more, visit homerunrehab.org. Expertise, innovation, compassion, Good Shepherd. Pitch home from Garcia's down on the way to Scott Kingery, ball one. So Garcia, who was acquired at the deadline by the Red Sox from the Angels, kicks and delivers down the dirt, ball two. Garcia, who pitched for the Phillies for first 5 years of his Major League career, 2013 through 2017. It's been a long journey, now 37 years old, 2-0 pitch in for a strike, 2-1. Garcia pitched for the Iron Pigs as recently as 2018 on rehab. Pitch to Kingery, a line shot up the middle, and that'll sneak into center, a piece in. So a base hit for Scott Kingery. Second straight inning, he's singled. Lead off of the inning. Brings up Carson Taylor. First triple-A hit for him his last time up. 1-for-3 off the glove of Mickey Gasper at first. Garcia spent a lot of time with the Pigs. 2013, 8 appearances. 2014, made 39. He was fantastic that season. 46 2/3 innings. An 0.96 ERA. Pitch to Taylor missed. Ball one. Since then, he's bounced around a lot, going from Phillies, pitched for them last in 2019. Pitched with the Angels in 2019 as well. 2020 with Texas, 21 with the Cardinals, 22 with the Padres. And then this year, L.A. to Boston. It has gone horribly for him with Boston. After having a good year with the Angels, was 5-1 with a 3.71 ERA. Pitch to Taylor on the inside corner, 1-1. He was 5-1 with a 3.71 ERA with the Angels. 11 1/3 innings with the Red Sox. He's given up 14 runs, 13 earned. 1-1. Spikes in a splitter. 2-1. Garcia rehabbing an elbow injury.2-1. Taylor swings through 97. 2-2, Garcia. 6'2", 240-pound righty. Originally came up through the Dodger system. Ended up getting released. Latched on to Indy ball. Pitch to Taylor. A line drive right to the shortstop. Dahlbeck playing up the middle. Can't read good read. Doesn't leave first. First out of the inning. Signed by the Phillies out of Indy ball in 2013. And then just rocketed through the system after that. Making his major league debut that season. Brings up Rafael Marchand. Marchand 1-for-3 today with an RBI fielder's choice. Man at first, one out. First pitch slider on the outside corner. 0-1. Garcia sent below the belt, the 0-1, and Marchand a weak number out in front of the plate. Off of the mask, out comes Teal. He bare hands it. Catcher throws to first. That's Marchand, two away. Up to seconds, Kingery, two outs. 14-5 Woo Sox Pigs. Look like they're about to make this a ball game with four in the last six. Made it a 9-5 game, but Iron Pigs cough up five at the top of the seventh. Four walks, a hit batter, just two hits. Lead to five runs. Here's Derek Hall. Derek doubled down the right field line his last time up the pitch. Down and in across the shoe tops. Ball one. Fourteen runs, 12 hits, no errors for Worcester. Five runs, 10 hits, two errors for the Iron Pigs. 1-0. And Hall, a high chopper, back of the bag at first. Nice play by Gasper, knocking it down at his belt. He slipped and fell, but got up, flips to Garcia, covering. Hall retired, and the inning over. No runs, a hit, no errors, a man left. On to the eighth, 14-5 Woo Sox here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
There's so much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
This is Connor Brown with the scoreboard update presented by Ashley. Heading into the top of the eighth inning, the Iron Pigs trail the Worcester Red Sox 14-5 at Coca-Cola Park. Going on right now around the International League, extra innings in Buffalo as the Bisons and the Rail Riders tied up at three runs. Also tied up, or in the top of the ninth inning, I should say, Toledo holding on to a 4-1 lead over Columbus with one out. And in the bottom of the eighth, Syracuse 11-7 over Charlotte right now with two outs there and the base of juice. Gwinnett working on a shutout as they lead Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp 4-0 in the top of the eighth inning. Indianapolis beats St. Paul 2-1 in the top of the sixth. Also in the top of the sixth, Durham with a 3-1 lead against Memphis. Finals from earlier on today, Iowa shuts out Rochester 3-0. Omaha gets a 7-1 win against Louisville. Nashville and Norfolk are postponed due to rain. Woo Sox lead the Iron Pigs 14-5. Top of the eighth inning, here's Sam Jelnick.
Thanks, Connor. Now on the mound for the Iron Pigs, it's Tyler McKay. McKay taking over from Nick Nelson. One inning, two runs, two hits, a walk, two strikeouts for Nick. Put in a tough spot. Bases loaded, nobody out. Trying to get out of that's never fun. So McKay comes on clean here for the eighth. Woo Sox leading by nine runs. It'll be Westbrook, Dahlbeck, and McDonough against McKay. It took the loss back on Friday night against Scranton in what was one of the most heroic performances I'd ever seen. Basically, the last man left in the bullpen, McKay, came on in the 10th inning of a tie game. Bases loaded, nobody out. Got out of that jam to force the 11th, where he got the first two outs, trying to push the game, or rather win the game for the Pigs, who had a one-run lead. Ultimately, they'll load the bases. Sack fly tied it, and then a walk forced in the winning run. First pitch sinker to Westbrook. Barely high, ball one. So Tyler, 6'6", 180, slingshotting righty. And Marchand's actually going to challenge this. I agree with him. I have no clue where that pitch missed. If the computer thinks that that's not a strike, well, I don't like the computer, and the computer says a tie. Ball one. computer obviously doesn't have a setting to tell it that it's 9-run ball game in the eighth. 1-0 on Jamie Westbrook. Let off, or rather walked the last inning, and now he smacks one in the air left center field. McKenna on the run. Center fielder tracks it down. One out. Bobby Dalbec next to hit. Brings up Bobby Dalbec. Dalbec walked and scored last inning. 1-for-3 in the night. Couple of runs scored. First pitch on the inside corner. 0-1. Everybody for the Woo Sox has reached base at least once. Everybody has scored once except for Corey Rozier still. 0-1. Dalbec drives in the air out towards right. De La Cruz. Couple of steps back. He's under it. Makes the catch. Two up, two down. Interesting season for McKay. When you look at his numbers with the Iron Pigs, they're going to end up being pretty good. ERA just a shade above 3. You're going to feel like there was still more in the tank. Kind of had a reset early in the year, sent back down to AA Reading. First pitch home to Tyler McDonough. Switch hitter batting left. Takes strike 0-1. McDonough chops it foul. First base side 0-2. Beginning of the year, I genuinely thought that McKay had a shot to crack the Phillies bullpen at some point if he could reach his full potential. Just the walks are still a little bit too high. Doesn't strike out enough guys probably, but man, I still love the profile of the stuff. 3/4 arm slot, 0-2. And shorter leg kick that time from McKay. Chopped foul the plate by McDonough. 2 strikes. McKay trying to be a bit more crafty. Yeah, the changeup, the sinker, sweeper, all the pitches to me are good pitches as far as movement profiles and the level of swing and miss I would think that they would generate. O2. Changeup down and away. 1-2. But McKay's biggest challenge is going to be facing left-handed hitters. See his arm angle so much better. 1-2. Sinker. Called strike 3. Inside corner. McKay shapes the edge. Front hip off of McDonough. That's a 1-2-3 inning for Tyler McKay. Good looks out of the Pigs bullpen. Go to the bottom of the 8th. Woo Sox still lead it by 9. Here are the Pigs Radio Network presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store.
This is the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon.
Everything makes sense if you understand the Giants are tanking for next year. Everything they've done, the lack of players they brought in the offseason, letting Saquon Barkley go, coming back to Daniel Jones for one more year, everything makes sense. Right now, you could sit here and say, well, why wouldn't you try? Why wouldn't you just, you know, try to do something if you could? Well, here's the thing. If you're bad after this year, Joe Shane is not getting another shot at it, and neither is Brian Daboll. He didn't go out and get anybody because they know this is a year where we're just going to go out there, we're going to play, and maybe it's Shedeur Sanders, but we're going to get our quarterback next year because it's going to be a new head coach and a new GM and a new regime, and they're going to pick their own guy.
You're listening to Jason Smith with Mike Harmon. Weeknights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Home half of the eighth inning. It's the Blue Sox 14 and the Iron Pigs 5. New arm on the mounds for Worcester. It is Lucas Sims. Sims, another rehabber here for Worcester. Major League Rehab assignment brought to you by Good Shepherd. Exclusive sponsor of Major League Rehab appearances at Coca-Cola Park. Nationally recognized experts in physical rehab, Good Shepherd gets you or your loved one back in the game, back to work, and back to everyday life following injury, illness, or surgery. For more, visit homerunrehab.org. Expertise, innovation, compassion, Good Shepherd. So Lucas Sims, new arm on for Worcester, back-to-back Major League Rehabbers Forum. Sims, another trade deadline acquisition for Boston. So they try to fight it out down the stretch. Sims, the major league level this year, working purely in relief. 54 appearances, 1-6, the 4.57 ERA. First pitch fastball to Ryan McKenna, in for a strike, 0-1. Sims, 6'2", 213-pound righty. Originally drafted by Atlanta, has been dealt a couple of times. Atlanta to Cincinnati, Cincinnati to Boston. 0-1, McKenna takes. Sweeper at the knees, 0-2. With Boston, Sims, like Luis Garcia, trade deadline acquisition, it has not gone well. 0-2 with an 8.10 ERA. McKenna 0-3, trying to keep his hitting streak alive, push it to 6. The pitch. Sweeper called strike 3 outside corner. McKenna's going to challenge, though. And upon review, the pitch missed, call overturned. Kind of keeps his at-bat alive here. One and two on McKenna. Sims stretches, kicks the leg down the hill, and fastball down and away at 95. 2-2. McKenna is grounded out, flied out twice. 2-2. Sweeper in the dirt, nowhere close. Full count. Luis Garcia, scoreless seventh inning in his rehab appearance. One hit, no walks, no strikeouts. Full count on McKenna, leading off the eighth. Woo Sox lead it by 9, 14-5. 3-2, kind of foul tips it into the mitt of Teal. He's down on strikes. One away. Brings up David Dahl. Dahl 2-for-3. 2-run double his last time up. Infield plays him to pull. Sims high Red Sox. Kicks the leg. His pitch way high. Ball one. One oh, Dahl off the hands, fouls it back. 1-1. Dahl tied up in knots inside. That's a good sweeper in and under the hands. 1-2. One and two on Dahl. Sims beginning his rehab today. Just announced 1-2. Swing and a miss. 94 up and out of the zone. Back-to-back strikeouts for Sims. Seems pretty healthy. Sims, actually, to correct myself, 1/3 of an inning back on Sunday. Walked 2, got a strikeout. Dealing with a right lat strain. 2 outs, nobody on for Jim Haley. Jim 0-for-2 today with a walk. Ran on right matchup, and Haley swings to the first pitch. Lofts it high in the air to left. Rozier settles under it. Coming in a couple of steps, puts it away. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Lucas Sims. Sends us to the 9th. 14-5 Woo Sox here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Linda Kowarty. I work in human resources at Air Products. I live in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, and I'm proud to support MDA.
Air Products. Working here, living here, giving here.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Nick Mitica. I work in hydrogen energy systems at Air Products. I live in Zionsville, and I'm proud to support Community Bike Works.
Air Products. Working here, living here, giving here.
Chick-fil-A Whitehall is a proud sponsor of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Download a whole new way to Chick-fil-A with the Chick-fil-A One app. Earn points towards rewards with every qualifying purchase. And save time by ordering ahead for curbside, pickup, drive-thru, and delivery. You can even place catering orders for your larger events through the app. Available now at the App Store and Google Play. Chick-fil-A Whitehall, it's always our pleasure to serve you.
Why does it always say paper jam when there's no paper jam?
Hi there.
Who are you and why are you in our office space?
I'm Cy, your friendly copier helper guy. There you go. You're all set.
Whoa, Cy, that was awesome.
Thanks. Better service is on the horizon with Cyan Sky Copiers.
Cyan Sky Service, they hit it out of the park. If you need help with your office copiers and printers, call Cyan Sky today or find them at cyanskycopiers.com.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Top half of the ninth inning, it's the Blue Sox 14, Iron Pigs 5. Sam Jelinek with you from the Cyan Sky Broadcast booth. Tyler McKay stays on for the Pigs, facing the Blue Sox. After 1-2-3 eighth, they'll try to get through the ninth. Only 9 pitches for the eighth. First pitch to Corey Rozier. Breaking ball down and away. Ball one. One oh. Outside. Ball two. Rozier 1-for-3 out of the 9 hole. Blue Sox did most of their damage early off starter Mick Abel. 9 runs the first 3 innings on 8 hits. Couple of walks. 2-0. Sinker darts outside. Ball three. Three oh, right down the middle. 3-1. Blue Sox have one more arm loosening up out of the bullpen. Got a lefty going. 3-1 to Rozier. And it's a hard grounder towards short on the backhand. Kingery scoops it up, ranging to his right, sets his feet, throws to first. Rozier retired. One out. Crowd just north of 7,500 here on Tuesday night. Really good way to end Tuesday night. Tailwagon Tuesdays brought to you by TD Bank. A ton of dogs here today. Run bases with your dog after the game. Stay it around. Kind of love that we do dogs on Tuesdays here at Coca-Cola the Park. First pitch to Roman Anthony outside, ball one. It's a really good way to start the week. Tuesdays tend to be a bit more hectic. Start of a homestand. See a bunch of doggos running around. I don't know. That doesn't put a smile on your face. Don't know what will. 1-0. Sweeper outside. Ball two. Two and zero on Anthony. The pitch, and he takes down the middle. 2-1. Kind of surprised he laid off at bat. Two one. Anthony, a line shot. It's foul into the left field seats. Caroms so hard off the picnic patio and left. It goes straight to David Dahl playing straight away left. See that every day. Two and two on Anthony. He's got 3 hits tonight. And time called, he steps out. Anthony, no stranger to multi-hit games, has logged quite a few of them this season. The pitch. Change up, down, and away. Full count. In fact, his first AAA game, matchups against Lehigh Valley. Three-hit game. Pigs actually held them hitless then the next four games after, but we're giving them two more hits on Sunday. 3-2. Anthony fouls it off his foot. Hobbles out of the box real quick. He's okay. So we got two four-hit games at the AAA level. Coming within a week of each other. Oddly, both those games were also Tuesdays. Which, if he gets four more hits on a Tuesday here, I don't know what it means. If you had a nickel for every time it's happened, that's three. 3-2, called strike three, and Tyler McKay makes sure I only have two nickels to rub together. Down looking. Two away, brings up Chase Mindraw. I don't know. Still two nickels. It's strange. It's happened twice. Two outs, nobody on for Chase Mindraw. One for four tonight with a walk. Takes the first pitch for ball. Ball one. A night like this for Chase Mindraw seems like his platonic ideal. Single, score, run, and walk. This is what he does. Gets on base. 444 on base. 1-0. Takes for a strike. 1-1. Unless something drastic happens, he's going to win the IL OBP title. Second incarnation of the Greek god of walks. Pitch, Mindroth swings and misses, 1-2. Although I don't know the etymology of Mindroth to know if that is a Greek god or not, as opposed to Euclid. One and two on Mindroth. Kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back punch outs for Tyler McKay. Sets down the side in order here in the ninth. Sets down all six he faces, and we go to the bottom of the ninth. Pigs need 9 to tie, 10 to win it. 14-5 Worcester here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Feels good.
Every time the furnace comes on, I start sneezing. I mean, I changed the filter, but I can't stop sneezing.
Can I be of service?
The HL Bowman Bowman.
When you're about to blow, when dust from your air ducts fills your home and your allergies just won't let up, one man will be by your side, fighting for truth, justice, and the chance to breathe freely again.
Is there anything you can do to stop the sneezing?
There is, sir.
Oh, thank you.
The duct cleaning experts at H.L. Bowman use industrial-strength vacuums to clean your ducts to get dust and allergens out of your home for good.
Wow. I should have called you back in June.
Tissue?
H.L. Bowman, Bowman.
Visit HLBowman.com.
You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Home half of the ninth inning, it's the WooSox 14, Iron Pigs 5, and local product Brendan Salucci is going to be on the mound for Worcester. Really awesome to see him get in the game here at Coca-Cola Park. Went to college at Tulane, but grew up in Philly. Attended William Penn Charter. So great to have him out on the mound. Southpaw. Salucci on for the Woo Sox. His fifth appearance out of the bullpen. 6'4", 211-pound lefty. 12th-round pick of the Red Sox in 2019. Set at the belt. Fires home to Otto Kemp. It's on the inside corner. 0-1. Kemp, 2-for-3 today with an RBI single, his first multi-hit game at the AAA level. Salucci kicks and deals, and fastball at the knees, 0-2. Salucci at William Penn Charter at a pretty high time for the Quakers. It was during that run, Salucci was a senior in 2018, 0-2, and it drills Kemp right in the leg. Breaking ball got away from him. Hit by pitch. Leadoff man aboard. But Salucci, who left William Penn Charter in 2017, the following season in 2018, Michael Ciani, who's now the center fielder for the St. Louis Cardinals, was taken in the fourth round. And then the following season, Michael's little brother Sammy was taken in the first round, 37th overall, by the Pirates. Here's Carlos De La Cruz. Salucci's pitch. De La Cruz swings and misses. 0-1. That marked the first two draft picks out of William Penn Charter since 2011. Pitch is outside, ball one, and that's where the Phillies connection comes in here. The last William Penn Charter pick prior to Michael Ciani, who was teammates with Brendan Salucci. 1-1. De La Cruz off the hands, a slow roller the other way. That's going to squirt into right of base hit. Kemp up to second, he stops there. Base hit for Carlos, multi-hit game for him. Two on, nobody out as we go back to the top of the order with Scott Kingery. But that draft pick was none other than Andrew Amaro, son of Ruben Amaro Jr. Naturally. He was picked in 2011, he did not sign. Andrew instead would go on to play college ball at the University of Maryland and then Tampa, D2, and then played in the Philly system after being drafted again in the 35th round in 2015. In total, straight out of high school, so not counting Salucci, who's a Penn Charter alum. Haven't been too many draft picks from William Penn Charter. Pitches down and in to Scott Kingery, or actually Trevor Schwecke pinch hitting for Scott Kingery. Scott's day done after he goes 2-for-4. Pitch home. Schwecke takes in the dirt, ball two. The last draft pick to actually sign out of high school prior to Ciani in 2018 was Mark Gubczyka. Had a really good career. 37.5 wins above replacement. Now a fantastic broadcaster for the LA Angels. The pitch, down and away. 3-0. So 3-0 on Trevor Schwecke. Pinch hitting here in the ninth. First and second. Nobody out. Schwecke, 204 average for the Pigs. Taken all away. Pitches down the middle. 3-1. Schwecke made one of the most sensational plays I've ever seen over the weekend on Sunday, diving in foul territory at PNC Field onto the warning track. Full extension Superman making a catch in the outfield. Left field corner. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Full count. He said he's happy if he never has to play outfield again, just so he never has to make that dive again. He said it was painful, but it was worth it. 3-2 the count. 2 on, nobody out. Pigs down 9 in the ninth. Salucci sets the pitch. And he spikes it all the way to the backstop. All four. So it's got a hit batter, single walk. Base is loaded, nobody out in the ninth. Pigs down 9. And I'll bring up Carson Taylor. A left-on-left matchup. Infield's going to converge on Salucci here, trying to figure out what's going on. Taylor 1-for-4 in his AAA debut, meaning the mound adjourned very quickly by Austin Jones, who I think is saying, hey boys, it's a 9-run game, let's get a move on here. Woo Sox are in their bullpen, up and loose though. Salucci with command issues from the get-go. Hit a batter, walked one, giving up a weak single. Looks like Wyatt Olds is the one loosening the bullpen. First pitch to Taylor, and it's up and in. Ball one. 1-0 pitch. Taylor swings and misses. Hard slider down and out of the zone. 1-1. Saluji, when he was in college, was teammates with former Iron Pig. Pitched Taylor's outside 2-1. Sal Gazzo. Gazzo, who probably don't remember, he appeared a grand total of 42 games for Lehigh Valley. 21 and 22. Spent most of the time in Reading. Two one. Taylor chases down and out of the zone. 2-2. It's gone final in Toledo. 4-1 Clippers. Moose Hawks are going to gain a game of ground here. 3.5 back with 5 to go. Breaking ball up and in. Almost hits Taylor on the shoulder. Another full count. And I think Asalucci walks Taylor. They might just go and get Olds now. Stop toying around. Pigs down 9 in the 9. Bases loaded. Nobody out. And the pitch. 3-2. Down and away. Ball 4. Asalucci walks Taylor. Forces home a run, and yeah, here comes Andy Tracy, or Chad Tracy, beg your pardon. Taylor's first triple-A RBI, forces home a run, Pigs now down by 8, 14-6. Pitching change here from Coca-Cola Park. Wyatt Olds coming on for the Woo Sox, back in 60 seconds. Here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
Yeah, baby.
I don't think Spags gets the credit that he's deserving of for the job that he does as a defense coordinator. If you take Spags away, this team isn't the team that it is.
Spags is even calling timeouts now.
Lamar Jackson had a night. He had a hell of a night. He had a career night. But some way, somehow, this dude figures out how to offset what these dudes do.
But I think we both know that both these teams are playoff teams.
Baltimore is so good. They're good. That's a good team. That's a fine
but
team.
Watching Patrick Mahomes, who kind of like effortlessly just finds ways of completing balls and doesn't leave the pocket until he has to.
It was an impressive drive by Lamar and company because he just kind of picked them apart.
Two pros, Lamar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a cup of Joe, Jonas Knox. 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Still in the last of the ninth, it's the Woo Sox 14 and the Iron Pigs 6. Pigs have put the first four on base. Hit batter, single, walk, walk. Brandon Saluci is out. Wyatt Olds is on, inheriting all three runners, trying to find a way end this ball game. He's got more than enough cushion to be a bit aggressive here, winning by 8. He's making his 16th appearance of the year for the Woo Sox. 3-2, 874 ERA. 6-foot-tall righty out of the University of Oklahoma. Rafael Marchand will be the one to face him. Marchand 1-for-4, RBI fielder's choice back in the sixth. Just wonder what this game could have been, given that after the Pigs scored 4 in the bottom of the sixth, coughed up 5 at the top of the 7th. Pitch to Marchand. Fouled away. 0-1. On Marchand. Base is juiced. The pitch. Marchand swings and misses. Down the count. 0-2. And 2 on Marchand. Olds delivers, and it's up and away. 1-2. Olds' last time out, he took a loss and blown save against Syracuse. Gave up 6 runs, 2/3 of an inning. Two walks, a strikeout, four hits. 1-2. And just outside by a hair. Cutter fighting back to the edge, couldn't get there. 2-2. Bases juice, nobody out in the ninth. The pitch, swing and a miss. Pumped 96 by Marshawn. One away, brings up Derek Hall. Derek, 1-for-4, doubled back in the sixth. First pitch, Hall takes down the dirt. Ball one. Crowd that's left trying to woo this game into some sort of competitive state. Pitch to Hall. Massive cut. Comes up empty, 1-1. Old saw the Iron Pigs a couple of times last month. One outing was good, the other was atrocious. 1-1. Outside, 2-1. The most recent one was on the 18th. He gave up four runs, all earned, on four walks. Well, before that, he went 2 1/3, allowed just one hit, one walk, no runs, struck out three, and got the win. 2-1. And Hall off the hands, pops it up right in front of second base. Third baseman Westbrook is going to come in from his shifted position at short to make the catch on the infield grass. Hall retired. Two away, and Wyatt Olds might try to pull off a Houdini here just for the heck of it. Bases loaded, two outs. Ryan McKenna, final hope for the Pigs, final hope for him to extend his hitting streak to six as well. Olds delivers, and McKenna swings through the cutter, 0-1. It's very loose with the arm motion for McKenna. Or rather for Olds against McKenna here. 0-1. Cutter low, 1-1. Up and away. 2-1. Pigs loaded the bases here in the ninth, down to their final out, down by 8. Game that Worcester was in command of early, nearly lost control of it in the middle. The pitch, McKenna, line drive, that's into left, a base hit. His hitting streaks out to 6. Staley Cruz scores. Racing in behind him is Schwecki. The throw in cut off. It's a 2-run single for Ryan McKenna. Pigs making this a little interesting in the ninth. Attack on 3 in the frame, now trailed it by 6. Schwecki and David Cruz score. Taylor stops at second base. Now David Dahl, the 8th man to hit here in the inning. 2-on, 2-outs. Infield plays him to pull in the first pitch. Dahl late on it, slices it foul. 0-1. Those two runs charged Lucci. As he's not off the hook yet, he's still responsible for Taylor out at second. The pitch, runner takes off for third, and Dahl fouls it off. Taylor will turn tail back to second base. Digs down to the final strike, 0-2. Phillies leading the Brewers now 4-1, that's in the top of the eighth. Two outs, two strikes in the ninth. The pitch outside from Olds. 1-2. Two on, two outs. Worcester by 6 in the ninth. The 1-2 pitch. And Olds just misses outside of the cutter. 2-2. Ball briefly gets away from Teal. Blue Sox 4 in the first. 1 in the second, 4 in the third, led 9-0 after 2.5. Pigs got on the board in the third. Made it 9-5 after a 4-run 6, but Worcester with 5 in the 7th, busted it back open. Pigs with 3 in the 9th. just for funsies, the pitch. Dahl, the ground ball up the middle, and that's going to sneak into center. A base hit around third, coming in to score. Taylor going first to third. Ryan McKenna and David Dahl with a three-hit, three-RBI game. Drives in another. It's a five-run ball game. 14-9, Woosox. That's the end of the line for Brendan Salucci, by the way. Four runs all earned. Didn't record an out. Jim Haley, the ninth man to hit here in the inning. As the Pigs have batted around for a second time tonight. First pitch, Dahl takes off for second. Fastball in the outside corner, 0-1. It is astonishing. I wish Elias did something with minor league games. Because I would love to know the last time a team batted around twice in a game, 0-1, and Haley shoots it foul out of play. Pigs down to the final strike again. Batted around twice in a game, and potentially here, keywords potential, still lost by 5 runs or more. 9 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Pigs. 14 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Woosox. 2-strike pitch from Olds, and Haley takes, called strike 3, cutter down the middle. He's down looking, and the ball game is over. The final, Woosox 14, Iron Pigs 9. Pigs score 4 in the 9th, make it a little interesting, but Worcester holds on by 5 and take the first game of this series. 14-9, the final. Go ahead, take a break. Come back with Tolles and a recap next here on the Staybird Suites, Allentown Pethlehem Airport postgame show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit
Everybody thought the Owls were going to lift this victory.
What?
I thought the Owls were going to lift us to victory. Try and fit it all in. Sometimes we don't. Got in their head.
Did. Almost. Sometimes
we're holding. I need 9 straight innings of that tomorrow.
Careful what you wish for. Love along this ride. That's
why Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
It's time for the Staybridge Suites, Allentown, Bethlehem Airport postgame show with Sam Jelinek.
Welcome in to the Staybridge Suites, Allentown, Bethlehem Airport postgame show. Sam Jelinek with you. Getting you totals in a recap here before we wrap up things and send it back to Connor Brown for the rest of your evening. Tough one tonight for the Pigs, as got away from them very early. They nearly got back into it in the middle, and then coughed it up late, and then nearly came back again. But ends up as a 14-9 loss in the final. Great to see the offense post their most runs here in the month of September. It's the first time they've scored more than 5 runs in a game since August 31st, so long time coming. Yeah, told us a recap here before we get things to Connor. It was early and often for Worcester. They scored 4 times in the first. They plated 4 runs before, or rather, 3 runs before Mick Abel recorded an out RBI single for Mickey Gasberg. Kyle Teal, a 2-run double, then a balk. Scored Teal from third. Woosox tacked on 1 in the second on a ground ball double play, and then 4 more in the third, ultimately chasing Abel in that inning as the first 4 single to begin the inning. 3 straight on 3 consecutive pitches. So RBI single for Westbrook in the middle of it as well. RBI single for Bobby Dalbec in addition to that. A couple of runs scored later in the inning on an E4. So it was 9-0 Worcester after 2.5. Pigs got on the board, bomb the third, RBI single for Carlos De La Cruz. And then they made it interesting with 4 in the bottom of the 6th. Started with an RBI double, or rather a double, for... Check my notes back here. An RBI single for, or RBI fielder's choice for Rafael Marchand, beg your pardon. Derek Hall followed with a double, and then David Dahl a two-run double, and Otto Kemp an RBI single brought in the runs in that inning as the Pigs made it 9-5. Worcester opened up their biggest lead of the ball game with 5 in the seventh. They capitalized on 4 walks and a hit-by-pitch as they plated 1 on the hit-by-pitch, 1 on a base hit, and they were just able to blow it open in that seventh. Pigs scored 4 with an outpouring of offense in the ninth, 2-run single for Ryan McKenna, base-loaded walk for Carson Taylor, RBI single David Dahl, but ultimately too little too late, and the Woo Sox held on to the victory 14-9. Final line score, Woo Sox 14 runs, 12 hits, no errors, they strand 6. Iron Pigs 9 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors, they strand 7. Winning pitcher is Jason Alexander. He goes 5 2/3. 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. He improves 7-6 in the year for the Woo Sox and likely his final start of the season. The losing pitcher is Mick Abel. Mick falls to 3-12, likely his final outing of the year. Mick, 2 1/3 innings, 9 runs, 8 earned, 8 hits, 3 walks, 1 strikeout. We started at 6:47, time of game 3 hours and 8 minutes, meaning that we finished up at 9:55 in front of 7,683 and an indeterminate amount of dogs here on Tail Wagon Tuesday. With the loss, the Pigs fall to 65-76 in the season. They're now 31-37 in the second half. They will no longer be able to finish above 500 in the second half. They're now 33-37 at home, and they've lost 6 straight. Woo Sox, they're now 77-68, keep their postseason hopes alive at 42-28 in the second half. As with the Columbus loss, the Iron Pit, or rather the Woo Sox, are now 3.5 back here in the second half. They're 36-34 on the road, and they've won back-to-back ball games. Pigs will try to snap their losing streak tomorrow, as will be same time, same place, 6:45 first pitch, 6:30, or rather 6:15 for the pregame show as usual. Robinson Pena against Hunter Dobbins for the Woo Sox. Pena 1-4 with a 4.88 ERA. Dobbins 1-2 with a 3.45 ERA for the Woo Sox. Like I mentioned, first pitch 6:45. Pregame show kicks off as always 30 minutes prior at 6:15. That'll about do it for my portion of the broadcast tonight. As always, big thanks from me to you for making us a part of your Tuesday evening. Big thanks to Connor Brown along for the journey here tonight. What a wild journey it certainly was. I'll talk to you tomorrow as we continue this series. Final tonight, it's the Woo Sox 14 and the Iron Pigs 9. Until tomorrow night, I'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and Connor Brown has you for the rest of your Staybird Suites Allentown Bethlehem Airport postgame show, which rolls along next here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
If you were looking for retirement living,
that was certainly something.
Right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, I'll be there for the happy hour, so I'll see you.
See you then.